It's time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
Welcome to one of the best venues to watch a high school basketball game. It's the Hilltop in Meriden. And tonight it's the Big 7 League doubleheader as the Jeff West Tigers play host to the Hiawatha Redhawks. Alongside Jake Spalding, Johnny Kane here with you. Chance, our man back in the studio, is taking care of us tonight. And, well, Jake, this first game tonight in the girls' contest between Jeff West and Hiawatha, I think a lot of people might say this could potentially be a Big 7 League championship type of game tonight.
Well, especially when you look at we'll start with the visitors from Hiawatha. This is a team that's played together for so many years, and it's kind of been that motto of if you spend enough time with somebody, if you play enough with them, you're going to know just like the back of your own hand. Well, that's how these girls are. They played so much basketball together over the years in the youth, middle school, and at the high school level. You look at these starters for Hiawatha. They started for Coach Brady Jasper for so many years as well. So that game experience has been there. This is the year that many Hiawatha Redhawks fans and faithful say this is our chance to really shine in the Big 7 League basketball season. But on the flip side, you got Coach John Malloy, multi-state tournament appearances for Coach Malloy. He's a defensive-minded coach. He's depleted a little bit this year with some of his depth, but he's got also quite a few returning starters from a season ago. So as you mentioned, these are top two teams really in the Big 7 League. Both have targets on their back. Someone's going to get the best of the other here tonight, though.
Well, look at the visitors, the Hiawatha Redhawks, as Jake talked about them, under eighth-year head coach Brady Jasper, 2-0 this year. Really two outstanding wins. Started the year off with a great win over Marysville. And then on Tuesday, a 52-26 beatdown over Troy. That was a game where Hiawatha forced 18 turnovers, shot 10 of 16 from the free throw line, hit 6 three-pointers as well. And they were led by Bailey Pierce and Darcy Lears, who each had 14 points in that game, and Sarah Madsen with 10. So Hiawatha riding high here into the Hilltop, trying to get up a big win here in the Big 7 League tonight. Jeff West, meanwhile, under ninth-year head coach John Malloy, as Jake mentioned, a lot of storied wins in his career so far, 115 of them to be exact for Coach Malloy. They are 1-1 so far, a 48-41 loss to Silver Lake last week, and then a 36-32 hard-fought win over Royal Valley on Tuesday, where Coach Malloy told me earlier this week that probably that score isn't quite indicative of how much in control his girls were in that game. But you talk about Jeff West bringing so much back there. A lot of people picked him to be in the top 3-5 in the Big 7 League this year. Well, they went just 13-8 a year ago, but they do bring back some of the best players in the Big 7 League. You look at the likes of Kristen Biltoff, Melanie Roney. They're two names you've heard a lot from Jeff West here in the last couple of years, and those girls are back. And so far, Melanie Roney, she's been the star for Jeff West, averaging about 15 points per game to the first couple of them. But Jake talked about the depth being depleted a little bit. One of those, Ella Dickey, they don't expect to have her back, just a sophomore. They don't expect to have her back until around January or so. So it is a little bit as far as an inexperienced team with depth for Coach Malloy, but he does have that solid core. And that sophomore class, though, that is going to be very good here in a couple of years. So he does have that to look forward to when you look here at this Jeff West team.
Yeah, I mean, not only are you talking about the sophomore class, but you mentioned the core for this Jeff West Tiger team. And, you know, we could sit here and talk for 20 minutes at minimum about Coach John Malloy, what he's done at this program. When he showed up here in Meriden, this was not a very good program. This was not a very talented group of girls. This program was kind of in the bottom of the Big 7 League, and he's just kind of had that grit determination, and he's built this program to be one of the best in the Big 7 League and in Northeast Kansas. So, as a result, you get girls that buy in. That's what this core is, especially when you're talking about kids like Kristen Biltoff, a kid that can just score at will, but she handles the basketball so well, and defensively, that's what I think I'm really excited to watch here tonight, because Hiawatha, as you mentioned, forcing 18 turnovers earlier this season in one game, that's what Jeff West likes to do as well. So who can take care of the basketball tonight, in my opinion, is going to be the one that wins this ball game, because Hiawatha, they feed their points off of turnovers for Jeff West. They like to muddy the game up, slow it down, and as you saw by the scores already this year, I mean, Jeff West is contented. This is a 30-32 ball game. They're happy with that if that's Coach John Malloy. Whereas Hiawatha, they want to get out and transition off turnovers.
Yeah, and you talk about Jeff West. I mean, it's already showed defensively. That's what they do. They hang their hat on defense. They only gave up 41 points, or they just gave up 48 to Silver Lake, but only gave up 32 to Royal Valley. We saw them last week that Royal Valley has some athletes. So
yeah,
that is exactly what Jeff West is going to try to do, because you look out on the floor, Jeff West, not the biggest team out there. They don't have a ton of size. And so they just try to muddy it up a little bit. And even last year, he won a lot of games in that 35, 38, 20-point range. So that's exactly what Jeff West wants to keep this. Well, Hiawatha, meanwhile, as you talked about, they do have some firepower. I was able to see that on Tuesday, scoring 52 points. They shoot from the outside. They're not afraid to let the ball go. And they also have a really good post player in Sarah Madsen, who didn't play, I wouldn't say great on Tuesday, but you say that, she still had 10 points.
So. Exactly. I mean, Sarah Madsen's the type of girl, she's going to do everything dirty for you down low. She's going to get your rebounds. She's going to box out. And she's a force in the paint. But we're talking about kids that have stepped up for Coach Jasper. Josie Delaney and Darcy Leertz, they were underclassmen. They got thrown into the starting role as underclassmen, and they are thriving now for this Red Hawk team. And then you look at the seniors, Lakin Leipold and Bailey Pierce, and then how can you forget Clara Lindstrom? Lindstrom, she was, you know, she got injured as a freshman, or as a sophomore, excuse me, after a freshman campaign of phenomenal athleticism. She's the leader for this team, is Clara Lindstrom. She's going to facilitate how things operate. I'm super excited for this game here tonight.
So it should be a fun one. We got a veteran officiating crew here as well. Should be a good one. Stay tuned with us. We're going to take a pregame timeout. We'll come back. We'll take a look at starters and then get set for tip-off between Jeff West and Hiawatha. It's our featured game of the night here on FM 103.9 KNDA.
Are you looking for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle with hometown service like none of the rest? Look no further than Foster Ford in Holton. We take pride in serving Northeast Kansas for over 50 years. If we don't have exactly what you're looking for, feel free to let us know so we can get it for you. Stop in and see for yourself why people choose us and return time and time again. We are located on Highway 75 in Holton. Just stop in and visit with Ray, Scott, Lonnie, or me, Jordan Foster at Foster Ford in Holton today. You can also view all of our inventory online at fosterfordinc.com.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Happy holidays from GM Bank. As family and friends gather, we would like to take this opportunity to thank our many customers for another successful year. Please call or visit our banks in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, or Wetmore, and let us know how we can help you plan your financial needs. GM Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC. Happy holidays.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at NEKTax.com.
K-N-Z-A.
Welcome back to the Hilltop here in Meriden, getting set for a Big 7 League doubleheader between Hiawatha and Jeff West. Johnny came back with you, Jake Spalding alongside of me. Let's go ahead and get to our starting lineup for tonight's matchup, and we begin with the visitors from Hiawatha under 8th-year head coach Brady Jasper, a 6-foot senior Lakin Leopold, 5'7 senior Bailey Pierce, 5'6 senior Clara Lindstrom, and 5'6 junior Darcy Lears, and 6-foot senior Sarah Madsen. So again, for the Redhawks, Leopold, Pierce, Lindstrom, Lears, and Madsen, the starting five for Hiawatha. And for 9th-year head coach John Malloy, his starting lineup, a senior Mallory Young, senior Kristen Biltoff, senior Brooklyn Michaelis, senior Melanie Roney, and senior Meg Tibbett. So 5 seniors in the starting lineup for Coach Malloy: Young, Biltoff, Michaelis, Roney, and Tibbetts, the starting five.
And don't forget, we're talking about the starters here, but the big key for Jeff West tonight, you're going to hear the name of Kinley Stones for Jeff West. She's a sophomore that Coach Malloy says is special. That's a kid that Jeff West is going to lean on to get some good benefit off the bench.
So time for the national anthem. We'll come back with tip-off here on KNZA.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay through the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something that you can't brag about how expensive it was? If you want to pay more, don't go to Wilson Tire.
Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth and Fran wanted me to give you this message for them, that they hope the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this most joyous time of the year. Ho, ho, ho. And since they've been such good girls this year, I said I'd deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 ho.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Well, we're set to go between Hiawatha and Jeff West. Our girls game tonight in this Big 7 League doubleheader. After our game tonight, reminder, we will have the Community National Bank High School School Board Show. That'll be after our boys game to finish off and wrap up this first full week of this 2021-22 season. So alongside Jake Spaulding, Johnny Kane here with you. Hiawatha in their road red, Jeff West in their home white. Jeff West goes from right to left in this first half. Hiawatha from left to right. Leopold in the center circle for the Red Hawks. It is Melanie Roney in the center circle for Jeff West. Referee tops the basketball up, and we are underway. The opening tap is controlled by Jeff West. Hiawatha is going to start in a trapping zone. Jeff West is able to break it, and now they'll open up in a half-court set. Roney asking for it in the middle. They'll kick it to the left side of the floor to Michaelis. Back right side, now built off with it. Try to get it inside to Roney. Now into the corner. Here's a jumper from the baseline put up by Tibbetts. Hits off the back rim. Rebound tapped around, loose on the floor. Lears has it for Hiawatha, but she'll get tied up by Mallory Young. And the possession arrow will give it over to Hiawatha.
Well, great opening defensive possession if you're Hiawatha, because they come out in that trapping zone. They're going to do full court, three-quarter court, half court, quarter court. Doesn't matter. They're going to be trapping on every pass, and it results in a ball on the floor, turnover, going to Hiawatha.
And now Hiawatha gives it right back as Lindstrom throws it over the head of Bailey Pierce. And so Jeff West will have it back as Jeff West started in a man-to-man.
Yeah, we'll have some contrasting styles defensively. Jeff West in your face, man-to-man defense.
Now here's a steal by Lear. She'll bring it the other way. Right lane line drive. Stops, goes up off the window. Banks it home with a right hand. So Jeff West has turned it over on their first two possessions. And Hiawatha with a 2-0 advantage as we're a minute into the game. And now Broney turns it over and then fouls, as again it's Darcy Lears who picks off the pass and then gets fouled by Roney, which will be her first team foul on either side.
And Johnny, one of the few things that people kind of forget from when they were in their younger years of playing basketball, coaches used to tell you when you were 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, hands up on the defensive side. Hiawatha, all five girls, hands up defensively, getting deflections, getting steals.
There's Lindstrom on the left wing, dribbles to the top of the key, now all the way in the middle lane, stops, floating shot is blocked away by Aroni. Oh, the ball loose on the floor, and it's picked up by Jeff West. Here's Bill Top the other way, dribbles through two defenders, gets to the left corner, hands it off. Now back out on top to Mallory Young. Young has had a solid start to the year for Jeff West. She's going to score anywhere from between 8 to 10 points a game. Now here's Biltoff in trouble, gets trapped in the corner. Gets it off to the right side of the floor to Michaelis. She'll drive into the right corner, hands off to Tibbetts. Left-handed dribble back to the wing, a double team comes out on her. Roney to the baseline. Young, a high jumper that's way too strong. It misses everything, but it's into the hands of Michaelis.
Good job by Michaelis, fighting for the rebound there, giving Jeff West a chance to reset. But not really clean looks here in the early going, all predicated because of this defense.
Here's a three on the right wing by Michaelis, and it's up there and good. So Brooklyn Michaelis has Jeff West on the board. The Tigers with a 3-2 advantage. 2 minutes into the game.
Yeah, we saw Roll Valley Jackson Heights last week as a foul's picked up here on Melanie Roney, and that's going to be her second here early on. But Jackson Heights, Roll Valley, that you and I called last Friday, Johnny, how do you get somebody out of a zone trapping defense? You got to make outside shots.
So two on Roney. She'll have to be careful. Matson drives right baseline for Hiawatha. Kicks out to Lindstrom. She'll try a right wing three. It's short. Rebound is taken down by Tibbetts, and here comes Biltoff the other way for Jeff West. Biltoff, the senior leader for Jeff West, controls it out on the wing. Guarded tightly by Bailey Pierce, who had probably six or seven steals on Tuesday against Troy. Roney now in the left corner. Kicks it cross court. Now up on top, Biltoff. Lears comes out on her. Now back to the right side to Michaelis. Cross court pass to the near side to Biltoff. Jeff West operates from right to left.
Biltoff's a kid that likes to score the basketball, Johnny, but she did not make a field goal in their last outing against Royal Valley.
Now the ball loose on the floor, picked back up by Mallory Young. They'll take it back out to Biltoff. Clock stopped at 5:48. It's not moving right now, and the referees don't notice it. None of the referees noticed that clock was stopped at 5:48. Yeah, now the ball goes out of bounds.
They took 2 seconds off.
So 5:46 to go in the opening quarter, 3-2. Jeff West with the lead and with the basketball.
Still early in the season for everybody, Johnny. We got to give a little credit to the score table.
Roney, 10-foot jumper, rims in and out. Another strong rebound by Leopold. And now here's Lindstrom up the floor for Hiawatha. Into the front court, Lindstrom to the foul line. Has the ball knocked Krieg into the hands now of Pierce right at the head of the circle. Jeff West in a straight-up man-to-man. Back on top still is Pierce. Crosses over in the middle of the lane. Keeps it up on top. Now Madsen, a right-wing three. It's in and out. Rebound to Biltoff, and here comes Jeff West the other way. Biltoff quickly into the forecourt. Double team comes, and she just lost it into the backcourt. They're going to say, the far side referee said it was tipped.
Yeah.
But the near side referee said it's a backcourt violation, so they will call it a turnover on Jeff West, which will be their fourth already here in the first quarter.
Yeah, Coach Malloy is asking the officials to maybe get together, discuss this. The officials will not. It'll be a backcourt violation on Jeff West.
Here's Lindstrom now across the timeline for the Redhawks. Dribbles to the foul line, hands it off to Lears. Now Madsen gets in the middle of the lane, kicks into the corner to Pierce. Lost it, got it back, and now Pierce nearly traveled. Madsen, a left elbow jumper, banks it in. So the bank is open for Sarah Madsen. Her first bucket of the night. It's 4-3 Hiawatha, 4:45 to go in the first.
Madsen's a kid that loves to shoot the basketball as well. She's always catching, ready to fire it up. That time it banks home for the Redhawks. She retake the lead.
Mallory Young now in the forecourt with the basketball. A lot of pressure on her, and they're going to get a foul. Going against Bailey Pierce, she was all over Mallory Young, so Pierce will pick up her first and first team foul on Hiawatha.
Still no subs for either team early on here in this ball game. Again, these are teams that the depth is probably not really there for either one. They expect these girls to go the distance.
In the right wing, here's Tibbetts. Lost it, got it back, now kicks it to the near side to Biltoff. Pass inside is knocked around, it's free, loose on the floor. Diving forward is Biltoff now, Jeff West still with it. Driving shot by Michaelis is too strong. Got it back and got hit on the arm and fouled on a follow shot. That'll go against Sarah Madsen, her first, and it will send Michaelis to the free throw line for a pair.
Just a hustle play there by Biltoff, keeping that ball alive. She nearly had a turnover because of a bad pass, but a good job of keeping it alive, and Michaelis at the line.
First free throw is way off to the left for Michaelis, and we have our first substitution. Here's the sophomore that Jake talked about in the pregame, Kinley Stone, seeing her first action of the night. Stone's another lengthy player for Jeff West, and Michaelis badly misses both free throws, but Roney gets the offensive rebound. Roney now in the middle lane, kicks it back out all the way near the timeline to Biltoff. We approach 4 minutes to go in the first quarter, 4-3, Hiawatha with the lead, but Jeff West with the basketball. Biltoff on the right wing, back inside to Roney. She faces up and then gets tied up. Great job by Pierce. She is very, very aggressive. Talking to a couple coaches during their locker room chat this week, and they said, where's this Bailey Pierce from Hiawatha come from? Played great so far through the first two games for the Redhawks. Gets the tie up there, but the possession arrow is going to keep it with Jeff West. And now she knocks the ball out of bounds.
It'll
stay reactive.
Yeah, it'll stay here with Jeff West, Johnny, but you mentioned it, hit the nail on the head. You know, when you're running a zone like this, you got to have aggressive defenders. Bailey Pierce has been just that for the Redhawks here so far tonight.
Out on the right wing with the basketball and Stones. Now Biltoff on the near front court. Jeff West is passing the ball around. Now they get it inside to Roney. She goes up, gets hit on the arm, and fouled. And it's either on Pierce or Madsen. It doesn't matter. One of them is picking up their second personal foul.
It'll be on Sarah Madsen, Johnny. That's big, I think, because, again, she's been the presence down low. She's the defender around the rim. Now you're putting Roney to the line, who's a pretty good foul shooter for the Tigers.
Roni has not scored yet tonight, but her first free throw is in there. She is on the board.
And doing this and attacking the rim, Johnny, with two fouls. I mean, she knows she's got two personal fouls. If that's a charge, if that, you know, a block charge call comes up and it goes against her, so that's three in the first quarter. Coach Malloy says, you're a senior, take care of your business.
Coach Brady Jasper went over to one of the officials, Reed Jasper, and says, are you sure that was on 30? He said, yep, I'm positive it was on 30. Roni knocks down both free throws. That'll make it 5-4, Jeff West, 3:35 to go in the first. Josie Delaney has checked into the game for Hiawatha to replace Madsen. Good, strong take by Clara Lindstrom, and she banks it off the window from the right side for her first point.
The word you said there was strong. That's exactly what Clara Lindstrom was there. Right lane line, kisses it off the glass and in, and we're just going back and forth here in this first quarter, 6-5, now Redhawks.
Now Stones nearly threw it away, but Biltoff was able to reach up and pull it down. Now Biltoff in trouble, picked up her dribble. He's on the near side to Stones, dribbles once. Back to the right side to Biltoff. Cross-court pass Stones. She'll drive in. Flick it back out to the corner to Michaelis. Now Roni. Right wing. It's Biltoff. 3 minutes to go in the first. 6-5. Hiawatha leads. Now a near steal by Pierce. Knocked into the backcourt. And we're going to get no whistle. Coming in the other way is Biltoff. Middle of the lane, Roni. Drives left lane line. Ball poked free. Back cross-court. Now stolen away by Lears. One on three, Lears to the other end, drives right lane line, puts up a shot and gets hit on the arm and fouled.
Great defense again. Just a hustle by this Hiawatha Redhawks team. This is why people are so excited for this team. Lears for Hiawatha does a great job there defensively. Now she's at the line for two.
Lears had 14 points, tied the team high in the win over Troy on Tuesday night. Knocks down the first free throw here. She did not attempt a free throw. She's 6-8 from the line on the season. Make that now. She is 8-10. Knocked down Pope. She's got 4 points. 8-5, Hiawatha. 2:35 to go in the opening frame. Stone drives in, kicks it in the corner to Michaelis. Cross-court pass to the right side of the floor, now to the baseline. Nice feeding by Jeff West. She's continuing to move the ball around this zone. It's kind of backed up now into more traditional 2-3. Hiawatha has it trapped nearly as much in the last couple of minutes. Here's a jumper put up by Mallory Young. It's way too strong, and then it's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Michaelis, so Hiawatha will have it.
Again, you're talking about the quick passes by Jeff West. You got to have some cutting. You got to have some abilities to even put up a shot from the outside. Jeff West not comfortable when Hiawatha's really sinking their teeth in on that defensive side.
So now Hiawatha with basketball. Here's Lears on the right elbow. Backs up, crosses over, kicks it up on top to Pierce. She'll dribble to the wing. Picks it back on top to Lears. Now the ball tipped out of bounds by Roni, and it will stay with Hiawatha, 1:54 to go.
Still, again, the only substitution for Hiawatha has been because of foul trouble for Sarah Madsen, which Jasper really doesn't want to go too deep on his bench, but his girl's playing well here with 1:45 to go in the first.
Delaney up on top. She'll spot for a three and bury it. Josie Delaney comes into the game, knocks down a triple, and Hiawatha to an 11-5 advantage with 90 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Largest lead of the game here for the Redhawks. That just means, hey, guess what? Now we can play more aggressive on the defensive side.
Stones kicks it in the left corner to Michaelis. It goes through her hands and out of bounds. Hiawatha forces the sixth turnover, and I think Coach Malloy is about to call a timeout here before long because this is not the way he wants his girls to play basketball at all.
Again, he knows coming into this game that Hiawatha, he told me, he said, this is the best they've ever been. So I know that my defensive mindset's got to be, we got to be on point. But offensively, he said we cannot turn the ball over. In this first quarter alone, you alluded to it, six turnovers by the Tigers.
Delaney kicks the ball up on top, knocked away by Biltoff, and she'll retrieve it in the front court. Great hustle by Biltoff. Drives to the left wing, now back to back out. Pierce all over her. Coach Malloy wanted a foul, didn't get it. Now another turnover. Coming away with it is Pierce. Seven turnovers for Jeff West.
And I think Coach Malloy might have a gripe with that last exchange on the other side, and now a whistle will go as a turnover on the Redhawks.
And it's going to be the second foul on Bailey Pierce. So Pierce and Madsen, two starters, each with two fouls for Hiawatha. The only two players that have fouls are the Redhawks, and they're two key starters. But they're going to leave Pierce out there because, like as Jake mentioned, really Abby Elfner, a sophomore, is the only other player that Coach Jasper is going to go with, and now a lot of contact. And there was a turnover by Jeff West, and then
right.
Hiawatha travels with it as Pierce, and she's got to be careful. She is not happy with the official at all.
Nope, she kind of threw the basketball at the official, and she was smart. She did that, realized, I need to calm down, She walks over to the bench, and now we got a stoppage because of a need to get a shoot tie for Jeff West. It gives Coach Jasper a chance to kind of calm Bailey Pierce down a little bit and get him refocused. Only 27 seconds before you get a full-minute break. But, again, things are – both these teams realize, they know, they're both good, and that this is a pivotal game when you're looking at February standings at that point in time. Could this game, the third game of the year, mean that much? I think so.
I mentioned it as a chance to be the Big 7 League Championship right here, and so far these two teams are playing like it. Very, very aggressive. So Jeff West with the basketball down 11-5 with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Biltoff up on top. Lears nearly had a steal, but Biltoff dribbles it inside. Stops, flicks it up to the right hand. Got partially blocked. She gets it back and then bumps. And we'll get a foul on Hiawatha. Is that on Leopold? And is it going to be on Pierce?
Yep. She dug in after the rebound came back to Biltoff, and Pierce tried to get a quick steal, slapped the arm. And right there, again, we were talking about how Pierce was kind of upset and she was struggling a little bit with emotions. That was just an emotional foul there, and that's her third.
Well, Paige Campbell now is going to check into the game for the first time for Hiawatha. Paige is a 5'6 junior. So Jeff West with it, 3 seconds now. Forcing up a shot, it's built off, but she got it blocked. Here's Lindstrom, and she won't get a shot off at the end of the first quarter buzzer. So one quarter in the books. It's been a highly contested affair to this point. We expect it to be throughout. Stay tuned with the second quarter when we come back. Hiawatha leading Jeff West 11-5 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle with hometown service like none of the rest? Look no further than Foster Ford in Holton. We take pride in serving Northeast Kansas for over 50 years. If we don't have exactly what you're looking for, feel free to let us know so we can get it for you. Stop in and see for yourself why people choose us and return time and time again. We are located on Highway 75 in Holton. Just stop in and visit with Ray, Scott, Lonnie, or me, Jordan Foster, at Foster Ford in Holton today. You can also view all of our inventory online at fosterfordinc.com.
We're definitely good at looking outside the box when it comes to helping add to your existing ag operation.
Bryce Barnett, Ag Loan Officer at Farmers State Bank.
We can shape up payment dates for whenever works best for you. We just want to make sure that we're setting that producer up for the best case scenario in the long haul. Not only thinking near term, but thinking for the future.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
103.9 KNZA.
Start of the second quarter. Hiawatha will start with the basketball, leading 11-5 as they operate from left to right. Right away, a near steal. Hiawatha holds on to it into the corner. Lindstrom drives left side into the baseline and puts a shot over the rim and in. Clara Lindstrom with a pair of field goals. She's got four, and the lead is up to 8 for Hiawatha.
Massa back on the floor for the Redhawks with those two personal fouls. Pierce on the bench with 3.
Kalis, the left corner 3, off the side of the backboard. The long rebound, though, tracked down by Stone. Jeff West is trying to get anything going offensively. Stone, top of the key, now to the baseline. It's going to go through the hands of Young and taken by Leopold. That is turnover number 9 for Jeff West. Lears a 16-footer off the front side of the rim. The rebound taken by Young, and then it's turned over.
Oh, wow.
Just off the side of the hip of Kristen Biltoff. And so it'll be baseline out of bounds now for Hiawatha underneath their own hoop.
Now, that was just unfortunate right there for Biltoff because she, again, hasn't had a field goal yet tonight. She struggled with that against Rural Valley. She's not getting the scoring opportunity she normally is used to, and now she just can't handle the basketball. Struggle time here for the Tigers.
Air travel, Lindstrom a right wing 3, got it. Hiawatha on fire to start this game. Lindstrom with 7, and Coach Malloy is going to take his first timeout. He's seen enough. 7:01 to go in the first half. This timeout is brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. Many flavors. When the selection when you need in your concession stand or in your living room, try Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. 16-5, Hiawatha with the lead. Let's take the break. We'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal, and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Just under 7 minutes to go in the first half, 16-5 Hiawatha. Kristen Biltoff of the basketball for Jeff West. Backed it up near the timeline. Biltoff dribbles right by Delaney, then kicks it to the right side to Stone. Lindstrom all over her. Hiawatha is super aggressive defensively. Roney drives in, flicks up a shot. Ball tipped around, loose, and it's picked up by Lears, and then she gets ran into from behind by Meg Tibbetts. And so that will be first. And the fifth team foul.
But you don't like to see Darcy Lears. She's slow to get up. She's still on the court right now, and
she has some tape on her right wrist, and she's favoring that right hand, but almost looks like she's got a finger that's messed up right now because just the way she's holding it.
Yeah.
She got hit from behind and fell straight on top of both of her hands. She had the basketball in it.
Definitely not something you want to see from not only any kind of a player, but for Hiawatha, one of their best or leaders and one of their quickest. And we mentioned her name so many times already tonight, Johnny, about how great she's been defensively.
So I'm going to write this down. 6:31 to go in the first half. Lears goes out. And you throw in the fact that Pierce has three fouls. Madsen has two of them.
Yeah.
That could prove to be very, very big here in the long run for this Hiawatha team, who could not afford to have one of their starters out.
Looks like Abby Elfner is going to check in. So Hiawatha will go with size here. Maybe not as much quickness as Jeff West. So you mentioned writing that down. I mean, is this a chance for Jeff West to kind of put their speed to the test here and turn it up defensively, maybe get some run-out opportunities? We'll see.
Elfner is a girl that has varsity experience. She played a decent amount on Tuesday. Now the ball tipped around as Hiawatha's got the basketball. Elfner thought about a three-out on top. Madsen kicks it out to Lindstrom. She drives right baseline, tries to feed it inside, but it actually goes all the way out to Elfner. She tries a 16-footer. It's too strong, and the rebound is yanked away by Biltoff.
So they get one stop to the Tigers. Now, offensively, they've just thrown the ball around the perimeter. That's it. No inside out. See what they do here.
Roney, 15-foot jumper is good. So maybe that is what Jeff West needed. Roney has four. 16-7 is the lead for Hiawatha. That was under 6 minutes to go in the first half.
And that was a driving dish. Biltoff drove into the lane, kicked it out to Roney. She puts up the 15-footer and buries it. That's what the Tigers needed to see.
Madsen hands it off to Delaney on the right wing. She'll dribble to the top of the key. Backs it back out. Now Delaney hands it to Lindstrom. Did it tip off her? No. It was tipped out by Kristen Biltoff, so it'll stay with Hiawatha with 5:37 to go.
Good news here is 23, Darcy Lear. She's got a bag of ice. She's going to sit down and try and get some ice on that. Good to see that she's going to be able to sit on the bench at least for a little bit.
That's Lindstrom with the basketball for Hiawatha. Drives to the baseline, kicks it back out to the right wing. Delaney now to the middle of the lane. Stops, kicks it out on top to Elfner. Ball loose on the floor. Elfner retrieves it and then gets bumped from behind. And it's going to be a foul on Michaelis, which should be just her first. And it is team foul number six, I believe. No, just number five. Just number five on Jeff West. Both teams starting to pile up some fouls here in this first half with 5:25 to go.
Staying to man-to-man are the Tigers, and they're switching on all screens, giving help side.
Lindstrom drives in, gets tied up, and they're going to get a reach-in foul, though, before that.
Ooh,
I think it's going to be on Michaelis again. Probably a good call. I think
yeah.
she was kind of in the forearm area trying to reach in for that ball. And Michaelis will pick up the foul. So she's picked up two quick ones here in about 30 seconds.
Right, and from here on out, any whistle against the Tigers will put the Redhawks at the free throw line.
Pass inside Madsen, back out Lindstrom, spots for a right corner three. It's short, and then it tips off the back of the backboard and goes down. Lindstrom, her second three, she's got 10, and the lead up to 12.
Man, all of her points coming here in the second quarter, Johnny. She's realizing, hey, I need to step up. I'm the leader on this team and putting it through.
Biltoff drives in and banks it off the window from the left side. Her first points of the night. I think she's got to be a girl that takes over this game for Jeff West.
Absolutely. That's her first field goal of the entire week, Johnny. Did have a field goal earlier this week against Royal Valley. Her first bucket here tonight. Tigers still down by 10 as Hiawatha has an answer for anything Jeff West throws their way.
Madsen in the right corner, drives baseline, gets cut off by Tibbetts, now picks up her dribble, kicks it left side of the front court to Elfner. So in the ring, Lindstrom with the basketball, guarded by Biltoff. This is a great matchup here tonight. Lindstrom in trouble, kicks it back to the right wing. Madsen just pulls up, chucks up a three, and buries it. Hand in her face, doesn't matter. Sarah Madsen has 5 points in the lead, now the biggest up to 13.
you got your umbrella with you because it's raining threes here. And Jeff West, 4 3-pointers in this first half by Hiawatha.
And now Piltoff gets blocked, and then the ball tapped out of bounds by Lindstrom, so Jeff West will hold on to it. Hiawatha had 6 threes on Tuesday against Troy. They've already got 4, as Jake mentioned, here tonight. Brownie on the left elbow, drives one, kicks it out to Michaelis, a wide-open three, but it's way too strong. Airballed long, trying to be saved in by Piltoff, but it's into the hands of Matson. Matson will drive to the other end. Chops to the top of the key, pulls over, kicks into the corner of Delaney. A jumper left short, rebound to Roney. Here comes Roney into the front court now for Jeff West. Drives by Lindstrom, gets to the baseline, stops, kicks into the corner. Here's a three-pointer by Stone. It is good.
Wow.
Good job of finding her feet where she was on the line. Stone knocks down the triple for her first point, and it brings it back to a 10-point game.
Again, driving dish. Roney drives baseline. Stone's wide open in the corner, buries it, brings it back to a 10-point game. But again, every time Jeff West has thrown a punch, Hiawatha, they've returned it with a bigger one.
Here's a steal, though, for Jeff West. Great defense by Roney to knock it away from Leopold. Fourth turnover for Hiawatha. Built off into the front court. Stops that on top. Nobody comes on her. She shoots a three and hits it.
Look out.
Kristen Biltoff got 5 quick ones, and Coach Jasper has seen enough. He wants a timeout. There's a mini run from Jeff West trying to get back in it. We'll take this full timeout with Coach Jasper of Hiawatha. 3:08 to go in the first half. This timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. Many flavors. It's the perfect timeout snack. 22-15 is the lead for Hiawatha. Jeff West trying to come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Danlers in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
Pretty good crowd on hand here at the Hilltop in Meriden for this big-time girls basketball contest here in the Big 7 League. Hiawatha with a 22-15 lead out of the timeout as we approach 3 minutes to go in the first half. Alongside Jake Spalding, Donnie came back with you. Hiawatha with the basketball. They're operating from left to right. Lindstrom with the basketball, dribble to the right wing, feeds to the baseline to Matson on the right block. She faces up and then has it ripped free and stolen away by Piltoff.
Oh, wow.
She tosses it over and then just threw it out of play. She had 3 players right around her and just kind of rushed it and threw it over the head of Michaelis and out of bounds.
So we exchanged turnovers there between these two teams. But again, yeah, Biltoff, she needs to settle down right there. She's got 3 teammates right next to her, but Sarah Matson, no benefit of the doubt right there for her. She's going to get the ball back, maybe look for 30 to touch the basketball here and make up for that turnover.
Lindstrom on the right wing. Great defense by Biltoff. Makes her pick up the dribble. Now Delaney between the circles, guarded by Stone. Gets a screen from Leopold. Delaney still with it on the left wing. Now reverses dribble. Roney all over. Great defense by the senior. Delaney now in trouble. Has to pick it up. Gets it off to Matson, and now Roney reaches in and forces a jump ball.
Wow.
Jeff West will have it on the possession arrow, but great defense by the senior. And that could be the spark again that Jeff West needs to continue this run.
When Coach John Malloy took over 9 years ago, he first thing he instilled was hustle, energy, find ways to be productive, even if you're struggling from an athletic perspective. That's what you saw right there was effort by Melanie Rona. Gets the turnover. The Tigers down by 7 with the ball.
Kayla's out on top. Takes it back to the right side of the front court to Biltoff. She'll spin away into a double team. Now a dribble hand off to Roney. With the left-handed dribble, she'll get all the way inside. Nice pass inside. Kick back out. Biltoff, a right corner three.
Ooh.
It's good again. Second three for Kristen Biltoff. She's got 8 in the quarter. And all of a sudden, it's a 4-point game with 1:50 to go.
This is a 9-0 run right now by Jeff West, Johnny. And again, predicated from an inside out. Nice drive by Roney. Dish out by Biltoff with a three.
Nearly a steal by Biltoff. Has Lindstrom all in trouble, and now a steal by Stone. Here she comes the other way. Dribbles left lane line. Goes up off the window and banks it home. Kinley Stones with 5. And it's a 22-20 lead for Hiawatha. 1:28 to go.
11-0 run here by Jeff West. It was 22-9 just a minute ago.
And now we're going to get a bump foul. Going to be called on Stones. She was riding Delaney the whole way to the baseline. Stones will pick up her first, and it should be free throws coming for Delaney. It will be a 1-1.
Good to see Darcy Laird's coming back into the game. She's got that right finger. You talked about it. You thought maybe it was a finger. That pinky and that secondary finger on the right hand taped together.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe it's got it jammed up a little bit. It looks like she's got some tape on it. So good to see her back into the game. Delaney makes the free throw to earn the bonus.
Well, you wrote down the time. Well, it was 6:31 to go.
Yep.
When she went out of the ball game,
so in that 5 minutes,
in that time frame, Jeff West took a deficit of 13 down to 2.
Second free throw, no good by Delaney, and the rebound goes to Jeff West. Well, a 3-point game, 1:15 to go in the opening half. Kristen Biltoff dribbles across the timeline. She's got 8 points here in the second quarter alone. Biltoff drives in, gets hit on the arm on the drive, and she'll have it at the baseline with Jeff West. And that'll be the 16th foul on Hiawatha.
So you remember the Nagansett sisters from a few years ago here from Jeff West. I mean, you had some big shoes to fill when Aaliyah and her sister graduated. Kylie Biltoff and then Kristen Biltoff both came in here and said, we can handle the basketball. Kristen Biltoff's one of the most outstanding ball handlers you'll ever see.
Inside, ball tipped around, and it's now stolen away by Lears. One on three the other way. Lears gets in the middle of the lane, pulls it up with the right hand, and misses it. And it's going to be rebounded down by Roney. Jeff West will hold on to it. We're under a minute. Allen in the backcourt. Young in trouble. Gets it off to Stones. We talked about Aaliyah. She is now a starter for the Bennington College women's basketball team. Here's a three by Michaelis in the corner. Too strong. Lakin with Leopold with the rebound, and she'll bring it the other way. And then double dribbled. She tried to get it off to Lindstrom, but Lindstrom took off. So Leopold double dribbles, and that'll be the sixth turnover on Hiawatha. And Meg Tibbetts checks back into the game for Mallory Young.
And this is going to sound maybe bad, but it was a benefit right there that the officials didn't see. Jeff West, Mallory Young was holding the side of her head in pain, and they didn't stop play for that. It results in a double dribble on Hiawatha. If they stopped play right there, that double dribble didn't happen. Hiawatha still has the basketball.
Driving inside, Stones lost it, and it goes out of bounds off the foot of Madsen. It'll stay with Jeff West with 29 seconds to go, still a 23-20 lead for Hiawatha.
We got confusion right now between Hiawatha. They had Josie Delaney getting ready to trigger the ball in, but Jeff West basketball with 29 seconds to go.
Roney with it in the left corner. Dribbles one, kicks it up on top to Biltoff. Running over Stones is Lindstrom. No call. Biltoff now into the right corner. Cross-court pass Michaelis. She'll chuck up a three. Too strong. Rebound tapped around at Roney. Another offensive rebound for Jeff West. Roney now in the middle of the lane. Back out to Michaelis. She'll try another three. This one's short. Roney, another rebound. Her shot is blocked away by Leopold, but they lost it out of bounds. So Jeff West will hold on to it. 5.8 on the clock.
Three threes in a row. And a shooter's mentality, when you see three shots go up and you don't make them, she's going to be a little bit more gun-shy the next time up. Good substitution here by Coach Jasper. Getting Madsen out with 5 seconds to go to not let her pick up an easy third foul.
Aubrey Kenna Jr. checks in quickly here for Hiawatha. Biltoff triggers it into Stone. Drives in. Nobody stops the basketball, but then it's ticked away. Loose on the floor. Fought for. Roney's got it, and that's going to be the end of the first half. Coach Jasper wanted a foul, didn't get it. But what a great first half so far it's been here at the Hilltop in Meredith. Two corners are in the book. It's Hiawatha, 23. Jeff West, 20. Let's take a quick timeout. We'll come back to summarize the first half. Get you the first half stats as well here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
There's so much to do every day when you're running a business, and Union State Bank is here to help. Did you know we offer convenient cash management solutions? With remote deposit, bill pay, and transfers, you can enjoy the simplicity of banking with Union State Bank. From improving efficiency and time-saving features that allow you to focus on your business or your farm, cash management from USB gives you the peace of mind you need so you can focus on other things. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Holton Community Hospital announces Dr. Manadar Lakala, MD, is now offering oncology and hematology services in the specialty clinic. Dr. Lakala treats patients with various types of cancers and those with blood-related disorders, clotting problems, or bleeding issues. Dr. Lakala takes specific interest in treating patients with breast and lung cancer and places great focus on improving their outcomes with the quality care you've come to expect at Holton Community Hospital and Family Medicine Clinics. For more info, call the specialty clinic at Holton Community Hospital and count on care close to home. Hungry for some good pizza? The December special at the Pizza Bakery in Horton is any large specialty pizza and a medium dessert pizza for just $27.99. The Pizza Bakery also has daily soups to warm you up this winter and a hot case for an easy grab-and-go bite to eat. Always great food and great variety. Wishing everyone a joyous holiday season. The Pizza Bakery has gift certificates available, so grab some when you stop by for the December special or call 486-2602. For the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton, open 7 days a week.
KNZA.
Welcome inside the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show. 7 miles west of Fulton on C-16. You want the best? You've got to get out of town. A 110% price match guarantee. 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Alongside Jake Spaulding, Johnny Kane here with you at the Hilltop in Meriden. Halftime score, Hiawatha 23, Jeff West 20. And what a first half it was. Hiawatha was red hot to start this game, led 11-5 after one and got up to as many as 13 in the second quarter. But Jeff West went on, what was that, an 11-0 run
yep.
to get back into the game, and they trail now by just three, outscoring Hiawatha 15-8 in the second quarter to get back into this contest. So, Jake, just first off, you look back at this game, I really do think that turning point where Lears picked up that wrist injury or the finger injury with about 6.5 minutes to go in that second quarter, and the 5 minutes she was out, that's when that 11-0 run happened. I got to look back and say that was really the turning point of that first half for Jeff West.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking during his timeout about how this game could kind of get away from Jeff West here tonight. The way that they were not scoring the basketball, the way Hiawatha's defense was playing phenomenal, and we thought maybe this game that we expected to be a really hard-fought, close ball game between two really quality teams would be just an easy road win for Hiawatha, which you never say that in the Big 7 League. Enter the situation where Darcy Lyrics gets her finger jammed up, has to sit out, and then you see a Jeff West team that just says, okay, this is our opportunity. And they took advantage of it. It was a score at the time where it was 20-9. It was all high and wanted, and everything is right, or 22-9. So you look at that, this is an 11-1 run to end the half by Jeff West. That's the mentality they've got going into the locker room where Coach Jasper's got to say, okay, listen up, girls. We got to figure out a way how we can be a little bit better in this area, this area. Now you've got the complete roles are switched right now. Hiawatha, yes, they're up by three, but Coach Malloy, he's got the positive locker room right now because of what went going into halftime. And Coach Jasper, he's trying to rein the girls back in because not only do you have an injury, but you got foul trouble on that side of the court as well.
Now let's take a look at the first half stats brought to you by the NEK Tax Services in Whiting for year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation. Visit the NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. We'll start with Hiawatha, the visitors. Six turnovers in that first half, but they did hit four big threes. Two of them from Clara Lindstrom, who led the way with 10 points. Josie Delaney hit one. She had 4 points. 5 points for Sarah Madsen. She hit a three. And Darcy Lears finished with 4 points for Hiawatha. And on the free throw line, Hiawatha was 3 of 4. Jeff West, meanwhile, they had 11 turnovers in the first half, but they got two big threes from Kristen Biltoff, four three-pointers of their own. That is what really got them back into this game. Biltoff led the way with 8, 5 for Kinley Stone, 4 from Eleni Roney, and 3 points for Brooklyn Michaelis. From the free throw line, Jeff West was 2 of 4. So again, our halftime score. It is Hiawatha 23, Jeff West 20. Let's take another timeout, then we'll come back. We'll try to find some other scores of games and then get set for the third quarter between Hiawatha and Jeff West here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now more than ever, it's all about connection. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. Whether you're attending a virtual conference, video chatting with family, or binge-watching your favorite TV show, Rainbow has an internet plan that will fit your household needs. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel.
If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Happy holidays from GM Bank. As family and friends gather, we would like to take this opportunity to thank our many customers for another successful year. Please call or visit our banks in Hiawatha, Houlton, Horton, or Wetmore, and let us know how we can help you plan your financial needs. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC. Happy holidays.
This is Kristen Fastnight with Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services, also known as STARS. We offer our physical therapy services at our Horton location. It's exciting for me to be in Horton, where I grew up, to help provide personalized treatment for you. We can help with post-surgical rehab or if you've been injured. Let us help you get back to normal. Our goal is to meet your goals. See us at STARS in Horton, 201 West 8th, open weekdays with regular hours, or in Hiawatha inside the hospital, online at starsrehab.net and on Facebook.
Anderson Meats in Troy want you deer hunters to know they are taking whole deer for processing. They'll process your deer just the way you want them. Anderson Meats are also booking beef and hog processing appointments as early as March, and they have other openings later in 2022. Give Anderson Meats in Troy a call and visit with them about your meat processing. Curtis and Janelle thank you for your support, and look forward to serving you in the future. Anderson Meats of Troy. Call them at 785-985-2292 or find them in Troy, south on Last Chance Road.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Need help funding your passion? Whether it's traveling to exotic places, entertaining guests with your five-star culinary expertise, showcasing your interior design skills, or anything in between, a low-interest home equity line of credit for Morrill & James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley, is here to help. Visit bankbv.com/HELOC or stop by one of our branches in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison to get started today. Morrill & James Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back here to the Hilltop in Meriden, alongside Jake Spaulding. Johnny came back with you. Halftime of our girls' game tonight. It's been a good one so far. Hiawatha with a 23-20 lead over Jeff West to this point. Taking a look at some games so far tonight. It looks like Frankfort boys win a thriller in overtime in the tournament at Waubunsee, 65-62 over Manhattan Chief. So a good win for the Frankfort boys. They've been off to a pretty good start this year. They are also a team that is ranked in Class 1A. We've got 16 teams ranked right now in our Northeast Kansas area, ranked in the latest KBCA.
I'm telling you, we've been saying every year, I mean, you look at state tournaments, stuff like that, state championships, you know, and sub-state champions. I mean, Northeast Kansas has got some of the best basketball. That's why Acacia has got to figure out a different way of seeding things in sub-states and stuff like that, because, my goodness, there's just too many good teams that deserve to be going further in the postseason than what they do.
Fairleigh Compton girls out of the Big 7 League, a good win in the Paola tournament today, a 52-17 win over Wellsville. So a really good win for the Fairleigh Compton girls. So with that, we are underway here in the third quarter. Hiawatha will go from right to left in this second half. Jeff West left to right. Hiawatha in the road reds. And right away, Krista Piltoff gets a steal. Takes it away from Lindstrom. Drives left lane line. Flicks it up off the window. Counting and one. Kristen Piltoff has put her hands all over this game for Jeff West. She's got 10 and a chance to add one.
She's got an opportunity to tie this ball game, Johnny. That's what's so key. Out of the halftime break, what does Jeff West do? They get a defensive turnover, and then their star player, their leader, Kristen Piltoff, gets straight to the rack, lays it out the window and in.
Piltoff misses the free throw, the rebound to Madsen. Jeff West putting a lot of pressure on Hiawatha, though, to start this half. Here's Lindstrom, quickly lost the basketball, but it's into the hands of Pierce. So Pierce with those three fouls out there to start this third quarter for Hiawatha. Lindstrom rhymes in, throws up a high shot that's well off the mark. Rebound to Roney, quickly up ahead. Off to Michaelis, but it's tapped out of bounds by Darcy Lears.
That might have been the first time I've seen tonight Claire Lindstrom go to the rack, and she faded away. She was strong early on, going to the basket and making shots by going to the basket. That time she tried to fade away a little bit. Not a great shot from her.
Jeff Buzz with the basketball, trailing by just one after trailing by as many as 13 in the first half. Built off with it, into the center circle. Crosses over on Pierce as Hiawatha stays in this trapping zone they ran the entire first half. Biltoff steps into a right corner three. It's one short. Rebound fought for. Taken away by Young. And she gets blocked by Madsen. Oh, the ball stolen away and picked up by Darcy Lears. Here comes Lears for Hiawatha. Quickly up ahead. Madsen on the right block. Back down on Young. Spins around and gets hit on the arm. And that'll be the third foul on Brooklyn Michaelis. So that will be her third. And the first team foul on Jeff West.
Another massive reason why Hiawatha must have Sarah Madsen in this game. Defensive rebound, and then quickly down the floor, gets a touch on the block, foul on Jeff West.
Pass down low. Lindstrom has the ball stripped free as she goes up for a shot taken by Jeff West. Here comes Biltoff all the way to the front court. Euro step, right-hand layup is no good. A lot of contact, no whistle. And coming the other way is Hiawatha. Now a throw to the other side of the court, into the hands of Lindstrom. She'll bring it in across the timeline to the right corner. Lears thought about a three, kicks it back out to Lindstrom. Inside, Lindstrom forces up a jumper from the foul line. Got it to go. It was not a pretty shot, but Lindstrom makes it anyways. She's got 12, and it's 25-22 Hiawatha.
You know, Lears had a wide-open three. She passed it up, and you got to keep in mind, that jam finger was on her shooting hand.
To the right corner, Roney drives in, kicks it back out on top to Biltoff. Hiawatha kind of extended that more of a pressing style here on this possession.
Nearly carried.
Biltoff nearly carried it. Now flicks it to the foul line to Roney. She'll drive in. Stop.
Nice.
Nice pass inside to Young, but Young fumbles it and then loses it to the baseline. Into the hands of Roney. Out to Biltoff, and she travels. A good idea, but she just shuffled her feet a little bit, and so Jeff West will turn it over for the 12th time.
She kind of does that little bunny hop when she is going to shoot. And so when you don't shoot, though, and you try to dribble drive, you're going to get called for that travel every single time. As Jeff West turns it over again. It was a great start to the second half, but Hiawatha, they're settling in defensively now. Had a good offensive set last time with Lindstrom getting the bucket. Can they capitalize now and extend this lead back above three like it's been for quite a while?
Kenley Stone just checked back into the game for Mallory Young. Madsen with a basketball for Hiawatha. Lindstrom, a left wing three, short. Long rebound goes to Tippett, hands it off to Biltoff. And here comes Jeff West down by three, 5:30 to go in the third quarter.
Coach Jasper immediately saying, hey, pick her up at half court. Let's get this trap game going on the defensive side.
Driving in is Michaelis. Stops, pulls up from 6 feet, and gets hit on the arm and fouled. And Brooklyn Michaelis will go to the free throw line for a pair for the second time tonight.
That foul, I believe, is on Madsen. Sarah Madsen.
Yep. It's her third.
Exactly. That's going to be her third. So you got Pierce and Madsen both on the floor currently with three.
First free throw for Michaelis, rims in and out. She has missed all three of her free throw attempts so far here tonight. Something we haven't talked about yet. This game might come down to just that, free throw shooting.
Exactly right. You look at the difference of this game. In hindsight, it might be who made free throws, who didn't. But I'm Coach Jasper down the stretch. If I got to foul Jeff West, looks like I'm putting number 30 on the line.
I want the 3 of 4 so far in the game. And for Jeff West, they are now just 2 of 7. Inside of the other way, Pierce drives in. I think that's a foul on Stones. It is. That's going to be her second.
Jeff West, they've ran man most of the night, but on this inbound set, looks to switch back into a zone.
Pass inside of Lindstrom. She has it stripped free. Now she just rips it through and gets it up on top to Pierce. She'll drive in. She probably traveled. Yeah, she did travel with the basketball. She ran right into Melanie Roney, who has just stood her ground. George Everett, the longtime official, says she traveled with the basketball.
And you don't really see coaches ever argue with Mr. George over there because, again, he's been doing it a while.
And probably longer than I've been alive. There's a block that's going to be a hit on the arm, though, a foul on Darcy Lears, and it will put Meg Tibbetts to the free throw line for a pair.
I think it, you know, I don't know his age, but it's wisdom and basketball probably puts our two ages combined.
Wow, they got that foul on Clara Lindstrom. That, should have been on Darcy Lears, I believe.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
But they say no. On number 10, Clara Lindstrom. And now the referee is going to come over, and he says the other two referees get together.
Again, the near side official is the one that made the call. The two that are discussing right now, they did not make the call.
Actually, I think they were worried about Roney and Lindstrom down low kind of battling for position. Yeah, a little bit. Cause they looked over to both of them, said a word, and then they both said, nod their heads as they say yes. So, nonetheless, Tibbetts makes one of two from the free throw line for her first points to make it a two-point game, 25-23 Hiawatha, 4:45 to go third quarter.
No Madsen on the floor now for Hiawatha, so the presence down low is lipo for the Redhawks.
Now a jump ball is going to be called inside, and it will be Hiawatha. Take that back, Jeff West basketball in the possession. So Jeff West will have it, trailing by two, 4:38 to go in the third quarter.
Again, another opportunity for Jeff West to tie or take the lead. The lead's been three. That's what we've got to been sitting around for a long time for Hiawatha. Jeff West hanging around. But I still feel like when you look at momentum in the game of basketball, that's still leaning on Jeff West's side at the moment.
And now it's just an easy steal for Lears, but it's stolen right back by Michaelis. So both teams turn it over. Back the other way. Biltoff drives in. Tries to throw up a shot, but she got it hit out of bounds by Lears. There's been a lot of contact in this game. But
the bodies hit the floor is what's happening right now. These girls are just full bore right now. They are 110%. We got a sub coming back in for the Tigers and Mallory Young to replace Tibbetts. But you know, I talked about it off air a little bit. I enjoy seeing teams being aggressive and let officials let the kids play.
6-7 league basketball for you.
Welcome to it.
Roney at the free throw line. Has the ball dribbled off her foot? Was it tipped by Hiawatha? No, it was not. So it'll be a turnover for Jeff West, their 14th here of this game. That is so uncharacteristic of a John Malloy team.
Absolutely. Again, they're used to forcing turnovers. Their turnover, assist-to-turnover ratio is super good in his tenure here at Jeff West. Not the case so far tonight.
Lindstrom with the basketball up on top. Jeff West back in a man-to-man. Lindstrom pumps on a three, gives it to Leopold. She gives it right back to Lindstrom. So drive to the right baseline, now picks up the dribble, gets it off to Delaney, way out on the right wing. Stone's all over her, and now reaching in and pulling it away is Roney. She'll have an uncontested left-hand layup, and she makes it.
We are tied, Mr. Johnny Kane.
6 points for Roney. She's been great tonight on both ends of the floor for Jeff West. Tied at 25 with 3:30 to go, third quarter. Lindstrom inside, goes up and under, then kicks it right side. Lears will try a three. She missed it, but she got hit on the arm and fouled by Michaelis, and that is going to be her fourth personal foul.
And I like that call. I mean, a lot of times people say, oh, they fell down. No, that time Michaelis went out, contested the shot, but you've got to let the shooter hit the ground. You've got to let them fall back to the ground when they jump up in the air for the shot. She did not allow that to happen, and so Lears will go to the line for three free throws.
Lears, perfect 2-for-2 from the line tonight. Both of those free throws came in the first quarter. This one's a little bit strong.
Again, I don't want to beat a dead horse here, Johnny, but you got to keep him. Got to think that finger is having an effect on that shot.
I don't know if it is or not. She's not favoring it right now by any means. That three didn't look that bad by any means either. I mean, her shot doesn't look horrible, and she's not favoring it by any means, but she does miss both of these first two free throws, so you are right. I think maybe just the simple fact having some tape on there has got to probably play a little factor, too.
Absolutely.
Not having the freedom that you typically would. There's a third and final free throw for Lears, and she missed all three of them. Rebound is yanked away by Young. And for the first time, we're going to see sophomore Addison Van Zandt into the game for Jeff West. Zandt will be here on the near side, but it's Roney that drives inside for Jeff West. Goes up and under. Kicks it off to Stones. A three-pointer in and out. Rebound, though, yanked away by Roney. Now Van Zandt will put up a jumper. It's short. Roney, though, another offensive rebound. This time she flicks it up herself with the left hand, but it's not there. And a rebound yanked away by Pierce, but she gets double-teamed. Pierce still with the ball in the backcourt. Gets it off to Lindstrom. Lindstrom going to have to hurry to get it across the timeline, and she does just in time. Pierce now between the rings. In with those three personal fouls, holding on to it for Hiawatha. Pierce drives in. A little bit of contact, no whistle. Now the ball tipped on the floor. Loose.
Wow.
Flicked up. By Roney, again, she collects another steal.
Just phenomenal defensive side for this Tiger team. It's just hustle right now by Melanie Roney.
Jeff West with the basketball. Again, game still tied at 25, 2:23 to go, third quarter. Roney on the left wing. Kicks it into the corner to Young, back out to Biltoff. Biltoff just holds on to it, now gets a screen from Roney. Kicks it off on top to Van Zandt. Again, the sophomore just checked into the game. Nearly has it stolen. Gets it off to Roney. He'll pick it up. Now hand it back off to Young. Van Zandt holds on to it. Gives it back to Young. She'll drive in. Try to throw it to Roney, but it's stolen away by Lindstrom.
Not going to pass that
turnover for Jeff West. Pearson to the front court. Kicks it inside. Aaliyah pulled it through her hands. It's taken away by Biltop. 11 turnovers now for Hiawatha. That's their fifth in the third quarter alone. Roney drives all the way inside. Gives it off to Young. She throws it up off the window. It rims in and out. Ball loose on the floor. Young picks it up and then gets fouled as she goes up for another shot. It's one of those 50-50 balls that, out of that time, was right place, right time for Jeff West.
These girls are tired right now, Johnny. This is only the third game of the year. And you can see Melanie Roney. She looks over at Coach, and she tugged at her jersey. She says, Coach, I'm exhausted. Get me out of this game. Give me an extended break.
Yeah, but guess what? These coaches, they know they're only going to go about 6-7 deep.
Yeah. Welcome to the program. You got to be able to have the stamina to stick with it, but Roney will get an extended breather here. And just like that, Johnny, Jeff West has their first lead since it was 5-4.
I will say Roney definitely has deserved that break. And there's a missed free throw by Young, but it's an offensive rebound for Biltop. How many offensive rebounds has Jeff West had tonight? Biltop still with it out near the timeline with under 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. Van Zandt at the top of the key. Kicks it in the right corner to Stone. She pumps on a three, drives in, pull up 10-footer. It's
wow.
Banked in. Nice, pretty move by Kinley Stone. She's got 7 big points tonight. Top 4 off the bench.
7 points for a special kid, as what Coach John Malloy told me pregame. She's just a special athlete. She'll do great things for this team, and she's helping them out right now as the Tigers have a 3-point lead.
28-25, 1:03 to go, and now we're going to foul underneath. I believe it's going to be on Stone,
yep.
If that is, that will be her third, and it is.
Foul trouble going to start mounting up here, Johnny.
Yeah, 4 on Michaelis, now 3 on Stone. And that is the fourth team foul. Both teams are 4 team fouls. Still 1:03 to go in the third quarter. I think this probably is going to come down to a free throw shooting contest come games in, as the ball is going to be tipped out of bounds and actually a turnover again for Hiawatha. That is now 6 of them here in this third quarter.
Talked about the two defenses at halftime, how we expect a little bit more out of them in the second half. We're seeing it here from the Jeff West side of things.
And now Lears just reaches in and ties up Van Zandt, who just checked into the game. And it's a possession arrow. We'll give it over to Hiawatha with 54 seconds to go.
You talked about the sophomore class from Jeff West. Van Zandt's one of them. And she just seems like maybe the varsity speed is just a little too quick for her at this point here in this third quarter.
Pass down low. Nice back cut. And Lears lays it up and in, up and under. Pretty move. Darcy Lears has 6, and it's a 28-27 Jeff West lead with under 40 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Great cut by Lears, but a great feed that time from the top of the key. Finding the back cut and a nice scoop shot.
Biltop nearly had a 10-second count, but gets it across. A lot of pressure being applied by Hiawatha, but Biltop just a one-man press break. Dribbles it through two defenders. Now Stone into the corner. She tucks up, shoot a right-wing three, but it's short, and the rebound will go to Leopold. And here comes Lindstrom. 15 seconds to go. Lindstrom to the right baseline. Spins, kicks it up on top to Elfner, but it's going to go into the backcourt. It'll be a backcourt violation, and Jeff West will have it back with 8 seconds to go.
Coach John Malloy allowed to bring Roney back in, also bring Michaelis back in. He wants points here in this final 8 seconds.
So it'll be Michaelis, Roney, Stones, Young, and Biltop, the 5 out there. Stones has it in the backcourt, gets it across the timeline with 5. And she has the ball picked away from her. Lears picks it off. Now it's loose right at midcourt, and that is how the third quarter comes to a close. There's going to be a jump ball as the reason why the one whistle you just heard, but it comes at the end of the third quarter. So, 3 quarters in the book, and we have a tight one, a good one. This is the end of the fourth quarter. It is Jeff West, 28, Hiawatha, 27. We'll take a timeout and come back and start the fourth here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Save big on Hustler mowers at Heinen Repair during their model year-end clearance sale. Hustler Turf's entire line of residential zero-turn mowers comes equipped with unique features, like their patented park brake system and their exclusive smooth track steering that enables you to glide around obstacles with ease. And now, get 0% financing on certain models with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Hustler, using global and American parts, built right here in Kansas. See them at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or at HeinenRepair.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Start of the fourth quarter here at the Hilltop in Meriden. Alongside Jake Spaulding, Johnny King here with you. Jeff West with a 28-27 lead over Hiawatha in what has been a great girls high school basketball game. But right away, Darcy Lears gets a steal to start the fourth. Goes in, gets blocked, but a foul is going to be called on Kinley Stones. And that will be her fourth personal and will send Darcy Lears to the free throw line.
That is a game-changing play right there from Darcy Lears. I mean, a simple inbound pass to just start the fourth quarter, and she doesn't come to the basketball and gets stolen. Lears going to the line for two, and that's now four on Stones.
First free throw by Lears is in and out. She started two for two, but she's missed her last four.
Stones staying in the game right now, Johnny, with those four fouls.
Coach Malloy brought her over, gave her a talk, and said, come on, let's go. We need you here. And Lears does knock down a second to give her 7 points, and it will tie us up at 28. Back to even we are with 7:50 to go.
Michaelis also on the floor for Jeff West with four fouls.
Left wing, Biltop with it, drives in, pulls it from 15 feet and buries it. Nice move by Kristen Biltop. Nobody came out on her. She dribbles in, pulls up, and she's got 12.
Hey, that's what senior varsity experienced studs do right there. We realize we need to get a bucket. I'll just take it on upon myself to do it.
A lot of pressure being applied now by Jeff West. Lindstrom, a left wing, three, in and out. Rebound is going to go into the hands of Michaela. She'll hand it off to Piltoff.
Boy,
Piltoff
Coach
starts the dribble, guarded tightly by Lears. She'll get it off to Roney, who will break the pressure. Roney dribbles through two defenders, drives in, nearly travel with it, but the ball is tapped out of bounds by Lindstrom.
Going back to the other side, Coach Jasper's going to be really happy with that shot from Lindstrom that time. Again, it started with a high post pass to Matson. She kicked it out to Lindstrom, wide open three. She's going to let her shoot that all night long.
7:10 to go, 30-28, Jeff West. Michaela, the left corner three is short. Long rebound will go to the hands of Bailey Pierce. Pierce now triple team to the backcourt, gets it off to Lindstrom, and here comes Hiawatha. Lindstrom across the timeline to the left wing. Double team comes out on her. The Pierce out on top. Now Madsen. Cross-court pass to Lears. Down low to Leopold on the right block, but it's stolen away by Roney. That is turnover number 14 for Hiawatha. Now passing there in. Michaela tries to save it in, but she cannot. And so Jeff West will give it right back.
Back and forth we go on the scoreboard, Johnny, and back and forth we go with turnovers. These two teams, again, it's the third game of the year, but these two defenses are really turning it up on one another. These offenses on each side of the court are struggling to hang on to this basketball.
Madsen, top of the key triple.
Wow.
It's good. Sarah Madsen with no hesitation knocked down her second triple of the night. She's got eight, and Hiawatha takes the lead back 31-30. 6.5 minutes to go.
Big-time players make big-time shots, and that's exactly what Sarah Matson did right there. No hesitation, just like you said.
So much confidence from all the girls out on the floor right now. Michaelis, a 15-footer, is off the rim, in and out. Rebound tapped around. Leopold got in the corner, and then Michaelis just knocks it out of bounds.
Good hustle there by Michaelis. She's got four fouls, Johnny. She even bumps Leopold. It's going to be her fifth. She's done for the night. But you can't tell people really to throttle it down too much with some of these kids.
And now we're going to get a timeout before the inbounds pass by Coach Jasper. He wants a full timeout. We'll take this one with him. This timeout is brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. When you're looking for the perfect timeout snack, try Schlegel's many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. 31-30 is the lead for Hiawatha. Can they hold on? We'll see. On the road, trying to pick up a big 7-league victory on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have four bedrooms and a minivan, and never have...
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens, and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them, with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent.
Contact Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton or call Gus at 364-3890.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Out of the timeout, 31-30 is the lead for Hiawatha with 6:08 to go in this game. 6-7 lead contest here between Hiawatha and Jeff West. Jeff West enters this game 1-1, Hiawatha 2-0, wins over Marysville and Troy. Jeff West got their first win on Tuesday night against Royal Valley, but here it's a one-point game with 6 minutes to go. Hiawatha with the basketball in their road red uniforms. They go from right to left. Clara Lindstrom gets it across the timeline, guarded tightly by Kristen Biltoff. Been a great matchup all night long. Lindstrom falls to the floor, maintains her dribble. Very athletic play there by Lindstrom. Now Pierce between the rings, guarded by Stones. Back right side to Lindstrom. Trying to post up Leopold. She's calling for the basketball. Getting inside to her. Back out Lindstrom. Right wing three all the way. It's well short. Air ball. Knocked in out of bounds. A lot of contact. No whistle. And they're going to stay off of Hiawatha and Jeff West basketball.
Yeah, that time again. Inside out, another good three opportunity there for Lindstrom. Battle for the rebound. Darcy Leertz down there on the block. Battling for the board. It goes out of bounds off of her. Tigers trying to get a bucket here to reclaim the lead.
I will say it's been very consistent by our referees tonight, letting them play. Stones drives into the baseline. Young gets bumped. Gets it in the corner. Michaela. Now left wing. Here's Roney. She'll drive in. Pull up from 10 feet off the window. Shot no good. The long rebound will be tracked down by Leertz. Here comes Lears up the floor, across the timeline, and now she'll back it out and hand off to Lindstrom with 5:10 to go.
See if Hiawatha maybe takes a little bit of air out of the basketball.
Nope, Lears chucks up a deep three, and it's too strong, and the rebound is going to be yanked away by Biltoff, and now she's got numbers. A 4-on-2,
wow.
But it has it stolen away by Lears. Lears drives in, stops and gets a foul on Michaelis, and that'll be her fifth. So Michaelis is going to foul out of this game with 4:57 to go. So another one, write that one down. 4:57 remaining, and Michaelis is going to foul out and finish with 3 points here in this game. That doesn't show how much of an impact she made in this game.
How about Darcy Lyrics, though? It was numbers the other way for Biltoff.
And now here's another steal by Roney. Here she comes, one-on-one. Roney off the window. She missed a layup. Might have been partially altered by Lears, and it's Pierce down with the basketball. Hand off to Lindstrom. And both teams trying so hard in this game. 31-30 Hiawatha with 4:35 to go. Lindstrom in a ton of trouble. Drives inside, gets hammered by Roney and fouled. And she'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Roney, that will be her third personal foul.
Good take that time by Lindstrom. And, again, I think Coach John Malloy would be happy with the way that it was contested. Great defense by Biltoff. She got beat baseline, and Roney with help side tried to get the swat, but Lindstrom at the line for two.
First one rattles home. Lindstrom has been great tonight. 13 points.
I'm impressed, Johnny. This is the team that everybody in Northeast Kansas is expecting to be the team of the Big 7 League in Hiawatha. It's predicated on their big three, Lears, Lindstrom, and Matson, and they've shown up tonight so far.
14 for Lindstrom, 33-30 is the lead, and we're going to get a whistle underneath and a foul on Hiawatha as Roney drove inside. Great job of drawing three defenders. They're going to get the foul on Leopold. That will be just her second. And so Jeff West will have it from the baseline, down by three with 4:24 to go. Roney on the right corner, dribbles to the left hand, out to the wing. Now reverses back inside, pulls up from just inside of the free throw line. It's too strong off the back heel. Rebound yanked away by Pierce. She'll dribble it up the floor now for Hiawatha. Pierce picked up ahead Madsen. She'll dribble it back into the right corner. Now feed it up on top Lindstrom. Jeff West looks like, I think they're in a man-to-man, but they're kind of out of sorts, and now they recover into a straight man-to-man. Madsen out on top. She'll try a three. Wide left. Long rebound's going to go out of bounds and be Jeff West basketball.
Yep, they kind of switch back and forth what they've been doing in the second half with man-to-man, zone, and back to man. But you're seeing Hiawatha here defensively up by three, staying in full court pressure.
Roney with numbers drives in, has the ball poked free, but it's into the hands of Tibbet. Now Stones up on top, Biltoff. Thought about a deep three, but instead pulls it down. Here comes the double team.
Well, I thought she was going to shoot that ball, Johnny. She can do it.
Biltoff has it tipped free by Lears and stolen by Lindstrom. Here comes Claire into the front court. Jeff West has turned it over 19 times tonight. Lindstrom in trouble now, and they're going to get a reach-in foul. Going to go against Roney, and that is going to now be her fourth personal foul with 3:31 to go.
Coach Malloy, he's not going to take her out. You can't.
No.
She's one of your best players, and he's telling her right now, he says, hey, Mel, you got to know where you're at on the floor. Four personal fouls now. But back of the line, Lindstrom been lights out tonight.
So She'll be a 1-1 for Lindstrom. She's 2-for-2 from the line. Make it 3-for-3. So he knocks down the first, earns the bonus. Gets her 15 points, which is the game high right now. Second one, too strong. Rebound is yanked away, though, by Leopold. Just went straight over the top of Tibbet. Lears thought about a dagger three, but instead they'll give it to Pierce out on top. 4-point lead for Hiawatha, 3:20 to go.
On the Red Hawks, I back this ball out. I take some time off the clock. Up by 4, your offense has been clicking, but make this defense work on the Tigers.
Lindstrom guarded tightly by Piltoff. Lindstrom, now it's Matson on the baseline, and she gets hit on the arm. It's going to be on Tibbet. That will be just her second, and it will send Sarah Matson to the free throw line.
This Hiawatha crowd, they can kind of sense something right now. Their girls have been playing phenomenal here down the stretch. This is their largest lead of the ball game, Johnny, since about the 6-minute mark, 5-minute mark of the second quarter.
Astrom 3-of-7 from the free throw line this season, but she calmly parries this free throw to earn the bonus. Gives her 9 points in the contest.
Regardless, it's still a 2-possession game. We're talking like there's like 30 seconds left. There's 3 minutes to go in this ball game.
Hiawatha. Second free throw. Rams in and out. The rebound goes to Biltoff. So a 5-point lead for Hiawatha. 3 minutes to go. Biltoff across the timeline. A double team comes. Nearly has her pocket picked, but she gets it away to Tibbetts. Now the ball tipped out of bounds by Bailey Pierce.
Deflection after deflection after deflection for this Hiawatha team. We set it up right up the top. Hands up by all these girls on the defensive side in the passing lane, and they're getting deflections. And Jeff West just does not know how to hang on to the basketball right now.
I like what Coach Malloy just did, though. He put his best three ball handlers now at the top. So he's got Roney, Biltoff, and also Stones back up there up top to try to get away from all this pressure from Hiawatha. Baseball pass to the left corner to Tibbetts. She has the ball tipped free, and now Tibbetts is going to recover it. Back out to Biltoff in the center circle. 2.5 minutes to go. And Coach Malloy wants a timeout. He doesn't like the dysfunction of his offense right now, so he'll take a timeout. It's going to be a full one. We'll take it with them. Actually, you know what? Let's just keep it here. Why not?
Full deal.
Timeout. We can talk enough.
Absolutely.
So 35-30 is the lead for Hiawatha as we approach 2 minutes to go in this game.
Big thing right here by Coach John Malloy. What he's telling his girls is what the reason why Jeff West had so many turnovers in this fourth quarter, Johnny, is because they see the hands raised up and they try to throw over the top of the hands. Don't do that. Fake high bounce pass. Find a way to do it, dribble up, get an angle, find a way to get a ball just to go around the perimeter. Jeff West has struggled with that here in this ball game. All these deflections, just in the passing lane, Hiawatha's defense has been turned up. Most people saw this coming a year ago from this team. And out of nowhere, coming onto the scene here, everybody thought, you know what? Hiawatha's got a chance. They're showing it here. This is their first real big test of the year.
And if you don't think Darcy Lears means something to this Hiawatha team,
yeah,
you can show that 5-minute clip in the second quarter where she went out from the 6.5-minute mark to the 1:20-minute mark of the second quarter when Jeff West went on that 11-0 run.
Yep.
Ever since she's been back in the game, it's been tough sledding for the Jeff West offense, and it was up to that point same way.
Speaking of sledding, I wish it would snow. It's December already. Let's go.
No.
Come on, Kansas weather.
No. Absolutely not. It's heating up there inside of the hilltop in Meriden. 35-30 Hiawatha, 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Roney with the basketball for Jeff West on the wing. Gets to the top of the key to Stone. Now Tibbet inside of the Stone. Spins. Faces up. Goes up and under. Probably travel with it, but now the ball tipped. It's going to go out of bounds. Left touch by Matson.
We got a foul call.
Foul.
Yeah.
Going to go against Hiawatha. That's on Matson, I believe. That's her fourth now.
Yep, yeah, the official underneath the basket who didn't see it. I think it was after the shot.
Yeah, it was after the shot, so it'll be baseline out of bounds. Biltoff will toss it in. 2:10 to go, 35-30, Hiawatha. Biltoff still tricking and trying to get it in. Finally, tossed it into Stone. Back to Biltoff in the corner. Now the ball poked free. Biltoff gets it back in the corner, and Coach Malloy is going to take a timeout. He didn't like where Biltoff was there in that corner.
Biltoff looks very uncomfortable right now with his defense. Give credit right there to Lyritz and Lindstrom doing what they've been doing all night.
30-second timeout. We'll keep it here again. 2:03 to go. 35-30 is the lead for Hiawatha. And one thing I've noticed in the last couple possessions, they are leaving Kinley Stones wide open here on this near wing and in the corner. She really hasn't looked like she's wanted to take any of these shots. I think if she can step up, be confident, and get into a shot, she has a chance to really get Jeff West right back in this game. Again, only down by 5.
She's a sophomore. This is a big moment. This is a big stage right now. you know, Hiawatha's not that powerhouse program coming in here like a Nemaha or Sabetha that's coming in here to play against you. But they're the team, again, that's been on the rise, a team that they know this is a big-time game. We keep talking about it, but that's the fact of the matter. So sophomore jitters are still going to be in play, especially when you're trailing.
So Bill Topp will trigger it in with 2:03 to go. Ender Roney in the right corner. Here's Stones on the right wing. Dribbles to the right hand. Into the corner, crosses over, pulls up from 10 feet, knocks it in. There is a confident stroke. It didn't look pretty, but it went down nonetheless. 9 for Stones, and it's back to a one-possession game with 1:45 to go.
Big defensive possession here for Jeff West. If they get a stop here with 1:40 to go, as Coach Malloy says, extend the defense, this could get interesting.
Pierce for the basketball. Picked it up. Gets it up to Madsen. Now right side, Lindstrom guarded by Stones. Stones with 4 fouls has to be somewhat careful, but still be aggressive. Here's Biltoff all over Pierce. Has her pick up the dribble. Now the ball's going to be tipped out of bounds. That was nearly off Leopold, but Roney did a great job of getting a ton of pressure without fouling on Leopold. Again, any foul by Jeff West will put Hiawatha the double bonus. 1:21 to go. Madsen nearly stepped on the sideline, but she now gets double teamed. Gets it off to Darcy Lears. Back on top of Lindstrom. And now we're going to reach in foul on Kristen Biltoff.
As aggressive as Biltoff is, as scrappy as she is as a defender, that's only her second personal foul.
Second foul on Biltoff, and it is going to send Lindstrom to the line. Lindstrom tonight has been solid from the line. She's made 3 of her 4 free throw attempts to make it 4 of 5.
So I asked if it was going to be a big-time defensive stand for the Tigers to give them a chance, but right now.
Now the ball loose is missing. The free throw is going to be Lindstrom. Then they'll get a tie-up, and the possession arrow will keep it with Hiawatha.
So even though the missed free throw, it doesn't matter. You get possession back. That's twice now that a missed free throw has gotten back into the hands of Hiawatha because of the ability to get the rebound or a tie-up. And Coach Jasper wants a full timeout because we got 70 seconds away, 2-possession ball game.
We'll take this break. 36-32, just over a minute to go in this game. The timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, a perfect timeout snack. Let's take that break. We'll come back with a final minute 10 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
KNZA.
Out of the timeout, 1:10 to go. Hiawatha is going to have the basketball. And the Redhawks with a 36-32 lead.
It's going to be fun for Coach Jasper right now because, you know, again, he knows it too, what kind of kids he's got. But, man, he's having a lot of fun coaching on this near sideline at the moment.
Very animated for sure. Lears gets it into Lindstrom in the left corner. Roney comes out on her, but she cannot foul.
Yep.
Roney's got 4 of them. She doesn't foul. Gets it off to Pierce. Here comes Biltoff in. They're going to tie her up. Oh, they're going to call a foul. They were going to call a foul on Kinley Stones, and that is going to be her 5th. And Coach Malloy is saying, how is that a foul? She had both hands on the basketball. So that is going to be number 5 on Kinley Stones, and it's going to put Bailey Pierce to the free throw line for 2 shots. As checking out of the game is Stones. Coming in is Haley Tuck, a sophomore for Jeff West.
And that was right in front of us, Johnny. And to me, I can see both hands on the basketball, and the near side official is still talking with Coach John Malloy, and he's saying that she was wrapped around the arm, but I didn't see that either. It looked like a jump ball to me.
Yeah, I mean, it was right in front of us. I don't know. But nonetheless, here's Pierce at the line. Her free throw is too strong. First free throw attempt of the night for Pierce. She had a good night shooting the basketball from the line, 5 of 8 on Tuesday. 10 of 14 on the year. Long rebound is going to be tracked down by Hiawatha. Now a travel.
Yep.
So Jeff West is going to have it as Pierce misses both free throws. 4-point lead for Hiawatha, 36-32. And Coach Malloy wants to take a timeout with 56 seconds to go. 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here.
36-32, Hiawatha with the lead. Jeff West with that foul by Stone, that only doesn't just take away a defender that's been playing good tonight. Takes away a lot of points. 9 off the bench for Kinley Stones tonight. And she was the one that had the most recent field goal as well. So now it's going to come down to Biltoff. It's going to come down to Roney, really, for this team. Maybe Michaela, she can get open from the outside. But the two ball handlers are going to be Biltoff and Michaela. You got to work quick, too, under a minute to go.
Michaela that actually fouled out of the game earlier on. So it's
oh, my gosh, yeah, 437.
Stones and Michaela are both fouled out of this game. That is two starters, or excuse me, one starter and one key player, you'd say, offensively for Jeff West. So Haley Tuck in there, the sophomore, seeing her first action, along with Meg Tibbetts, Roney, Biltoff, and Mallory Young. So 53 seconds to go. Roney kicks it up on top to Biltoff. She drives in, pulls up from 10 feet, and knocks it down. Biltoff has 14, and Coach Malloy gets a timeout.
I think it's his last one.
With 44 seconds to go, it's going to be a full timeout. It's the only one he's got, so it will be a full timeout. Let's take this break. 44.8 to go. It is 36-34, Hiawatha. Come back for the finish on the MSD Sports Radio Network.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
When you see those commercials on TV from the big global banks, remember, they don't give a hoot about you or us here in Kansas. Instead, when you bank in your hometown, your money stays in the local economy and it recirculates many times over.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, you could say this probably hasn't been the cleanest high school basketball game with 40 combined turnovers between the two sides, but we're not going to tell you these two teams are right now. All that matters is the fact that it's a 36-34 ball game with Hiawatha leading by two and only 44.8 seconds to go.
Yeah, again, two girls just fouled out for Jeff West. None for Hiawatha. Depth was the thing we talked about at the top. We'll see what happens here with full court pressure from Tigers.
Ball in the backcourt, Bailey Pierce with it. Nearly travel with it, gets it off to Lindstrom, and she gets fouled right away by Tuck.
Good job there from Tuck. Coach Malloy grabs her in the timeout huddle and says, "You're the only one that can foul right now for our team. You've got to scramble quickly and hope that Clara Lindstrom misses free throws, because this is, again, you talked about it maybe at halftime, second quarter, about how important free throws are going to be down the stretch."
She missed her last one. She just went 1 of 2 for the game, 4 of 6, and she nails the first. So it's still a one-possession game. This is the biggest free throw of the night right now.
Absolutely it is.
Still a ton of time, though. 41 seconds. Second free throw is short. And if it's going to be another offensive rebound by Leopold, and we're going to get a jump ball, but the possession arrow is going to give it to Jeff West.
Yep. Tigers catch a break there. Absolutely catch a break. That is now 3 rebounds off of a missed free throw for Hiawatha here in the second half.
So Jeff West has it down by 3. They'll roll the basketball off the floor. Biltoff will pick it up just across the timeline. 35 seconds to go. No timeout for the Tigers. Roney into the corner. Tibbetts inside Roney. Back out Biltoff. She'll dribble it out on top with 25 to go. Now she picks up her dribble. She's got Roney out on top. Roney's got it. She'll drive in to the left baseline. Kicks it out Tibbetts. Now Biltoff steps back. Wants to try a 3. She'll shoot a corner triple. It's short. Long rebound, tipped around into the hands of Lears. Here comes Darcy into the front court. Now she gets trapped. Reaching in is Jeff West, and will get a foul. And it will go against Meg Tibbetts, and it will send Darcy Lears to the free throw line. She is 1 for her last 5.
Just got to make one, and then you call off the dogs.
So big free throws for Lears. Right-hand shooter, this one is good. So that might ice it right there, but still 8 seconds to go.
On a make.
This is the biggest one now.
Look for Jasper to call a timeout.
And she missed it. Tuck with a rebound. Here comes up the other end. Young, a layup. It is good. 1 second to go. Let the clock run out, and that's it. Hiawatha holds on to win it. 38-36 the final. What a gutsy victory by the Hiawatha Redhawks on the road at the Hilltop. But Hiawatha moves to 3-0 on the year.
38-36 the final. What a great game. We said at the top that we expected a great game between these two. We thought it was going to be, you know, a really great defensive game. We got a lot of that. You talked about the turnovers, how there was a lot of them in this game, but how many of those were forced by the opponent, forcing the offense into those turnover situations? Two great teams, two great coaches tonight that have been doing it for a long time. They got a lot of respect for each other, and these two teams, they'll see each other again later down the road. But what a great way for the Big 7 League to still kind of getting kicked off here for this campaign.
Well, with that, let's take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll talk more about this game, give you the final stats, and then get ready for the boys' game. 38-36 the final. Hiawatha wins it. Take a break. We'll come back here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Community Healthcare System is proud to announce the addition of orthopedic services at our Onega Hospital. Dr. Heidi Smith will provide care for a wide variety of general orthopedic complaints and injuries in patients of all ages every other Wednesday starting August 11th. Dr. Smith has additional specialty training in sports medicine and arthroscopy, and her specialty is orthopedic surgery. At Community Healthcare System, we're proud to offer the services our communities need. Call us today to make your appointment with Dr. Smith or our other visiting specialists. Visit chcsks.org. to learn more.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. It's important to us that we review your policies annually and make sure you still have proper coverage on things that matter most. Life changes, and so do your coverage needs. You may have new drivers in the house, changed vehicles, paid off or refinanced a loan, just to name a few. Come see us at Kellerman Insurance for everything from home, auto, business, umbrella, farm, life insurance, as well as medical supplements. One of the insurance markets we represent is Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side.
Ireland Custom Exhaust has changed our business name to Ice Automotive.
We offer much more than exhaust repair as a full-service automotive shop that works to maintain the overall life of your vehicle, and we treat every customer and vehicle as if it were our own.
Started in the 1950s by my granddad, Marion Wood, our family has provided automotive repair with top-quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty.
At Ice, we look forward to building a long-term relationship with you, local family business.
Ice Automotive, just south of Fulton on Highway 75.
Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank. With the holidays approaching, it is always good to beware of fraud and identity thieves. If someone calls you and asks for personal information, like account numbers or social security numbers, that is most likely a scam. Never give out your personal information to anyone that calls. If you have received a call from someone and have given out your personal information, please call us as soon as possible. Don't become a victim. Keep your personal information safe. Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the Hilltop here in Meriden. Final score of our girls' game, Hiawatha holds on in a thriller, 38-36 over Jeff West. Alongside Jake Spalding, Johnny came back with you, and, well, this game kind of had it all. It had big plays, it had big runs, it had big fouls, big calls, you name it. It felt just like a Big 7 League championship game.
Yeah, it felt like we were in the end of February. We're trying to figure out who was going to be the league champion and maybe who was going to go to a state tournament the way this game was. And again, both coaches have been doing it for a long time and have great respect for each other. And that was just what you would expect between two teams that you expect to be there in the end. So congratulations to the Hiawatha Redhawks. I asked you off air, I mean, when's the last time the Hiawatha Lady Redhawks and the coach Brady Jasper, or just the program in general, started 3-0? I mean, that's something that you as a listener, find that out. Call it into the scoreboard show later on tonight. I don't know, maybe Brian Hurd will give you some kind of a treat for it. Or maybe Johnny will come to your house and sing to you for Christmas.
I don't think that's a prize.
Okay. I didn't think that'd be okay. Well, maybe the prize is he won't come to your house. But nevertheless, it's been a long time since this Redhawk team has been off to this kind of a start. And again, you got to talk about the power three for the Mattson, Leert, and Lindstrom. Those three girls tonight balled out. They showed up and on the road in a hostile environment. This is not an easy place to play, and they showed up tonight.
Hiawatha led 11-5 after the first quarter and led by as many as 13 in the second quarter. But Jeff West went on an 11-0 run and outscored Hiawatha 15-8 in the second quarter to pull within three at halftime. Jeff West then took a lead in the third quarter and led 28-27 going into the fourth, but it is Hiawatha making some big free throws down the stretch to win it 38-36. So Hiawatha is 3-0 here on the season. Look, flip through the final statistics. They are brought to you by the NEK Tax Services in Whiting. For year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation, visit the NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. We'll start with the visitors from Hiawatha. 16 turnovers, 5 threes. This is a number that Coach Jasper won't be happy about. 11 of 22 from the free throw line. Claire Lindstrom, as Jake mentioned, big tonight. 17 points, big in the fourth quarter from the free throw line. 5 of 7 from the stripe overall in the game. All of those came in the fourth quarter. Darcy Lears, 8. Sarah Mattson, 9 on a couple of threes. 4 points for Josie Delaney, and that is it. But you look at Lake and Leopold and Bailey Pierce. They didn't score tonight, but they had some of the biggest plays of the game, rebounding defensively. So all 5 starters tonight were great for Hiawatha. And you look like Josie Delaney coming in, giving valuable minutes when Hiawatha was in foul trouble early. So really everybody that touched the floor tonight contributed in this win for Hiawatha. Jeff West, meanwhile, they are now 1-2 overall. 19 turnovers tonight. That is the big number that Coach Malloy is going to talk about when he looks back at this game. 4 3-pointers, 4 of 10 from the free throw line was Jeff West. Kristen Biltoff, the senior leader, led the way with 14 points tonight. Kinley Stones fouled out. She finished with 9 points. Melanie Roney had 6, 3 for Brooklyn Michaelis, 1 for Mallory Young, and 1 for Meg Tibbett. So, you know, Jake, you look at this game, both of these teams, you got to always remind each other, this is still very, very early in the season. We're just in December.
Yeah, this is a big-time game. Just kind of see where you're at. Jeff West, they're starting off the season 1-2. So what? Okay. John Malloy's been there before and has turned teams into state tournament teams with a record that people across the state, they're like, oh, man, that's a you're the 8th seed of the state tournament. You're in a state tournament. That team also goes on to play for a semifinal after that. So it doesn't matter really how you start if you're looking at it from that perspective. They know where they're at now. They hunked up with one of the best teams that we expect to be in this region. But Hiawatha, I mean, you got to celebrate these kind of wins. You come on the road down to Meriden, you find a way to win on the road against a team that's been a perennial power in your conference that you really have struggled against for quite some time, but you find a way to get a win. Coach Jasper needs to let these girls celebrate this victory, and you know he will. Going forward, how you use this as your motivation that we only shot 50% from the free throw line. Imagine if we go 75% from the stripe, we win that game with ease.
And we don't turn the ball over 16 times.
We don't turn the ball over 16 times. Then you win this game with ease. But they know that, okay, but we still won, regardless, because of those things, despite those things, not because of them. So they're finding ways to win, and that's what makes a good team great, is when you find ways to win, even when you're not playing your best. But for me, if Hiawatha wants to make a deep run into Big 7 League Championship territory, into sub-state deep run, I think you need to see Bailey Pierce. You need to see maybe even Lake and Leopold, somebody step into that fourth role and assert some dominance. Find ways to be consistent contributor, because teams are going to find out quickly that they need to shut down Clara Lindstrom, and then they know that Darcy Lyric is going to be one of the best defenders in the league. And then Sarah Mattson, you can't forget about her down low. So those are the three girls that Hiawatha has been pointing on. Who's going to be the fourth that steps up? That's what Coach Jasper needs to get that question answered.
So now it's one thing to do left is to pick our player of the game. It's brought to you by the Citizens Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha.
Chance Link. Oh, wait. Not board off of it.
Well, okay. He's in our heart. He's the player of the game in our heart. So for Hiawatha, I think we got to go with Claire Lindstrom, right?
No.
I mean, she made so many big plays down the stretch. Made clutch free throws when the Redhawks needed it. I think Claire Lindstrom, 17 points, and the big mark from the free throw line. She was 5 of 7 from the stripe all in the fourth quarter. I think that's good enough to earn our player of the game.
No doubt about it. I mean, she had 8 points in the second quarter, too. I mean, think about that 11-0 run by Jeff West. They were down by so much because of Claire Lindstrom. She really sparked in that second quarter. She found ways to score the basketball. And then down the stretch, when you knew you needed to get a bucket, when you knew you needed somebody to hang on to the basketball, she was the one with the ball in her hand. But defensively as well tonight, she did a great job on Kristen Biltoff, I thought. And that was a fun matchup to watch with two really good defenders.
So, again, final score. That's going to wrap things up. 38-36, Hiawatha wins it over Jeff West. Hiawatha on Tuesday will host Holton. Jeff West will travel to Sabetha. We do have a quick score to pass along to from the Big 7 League. Holton wins a close one over Sabatha, 27-24, the final in that Big 7 League contest. The final score once more, Hiawatha 38, Jeff West 36. Let's take a timeout. We'll come back, go in a couple of minutes or so to get you set for the boys' game between Hiawatha and Jeff West here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle with hometown service like none of the rest? Look no further than Foster Ford in Holton. We take pride in serving Northeast Kansas for over 50 years. If we don't have exactly what you're looking for, feel free to let us know so we can get it for you. Stop in and see for yourself why people choose us and return time and time again. We are located on Highway 75 in Holton. Just stop in and visit with Ray, Scott, Lonnie, or me, Jordan Foster at Foster Ford in Holton today. You can also view all of our inventory online at fosterfordinc.com.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Lasting Impressions of Holton provides custom products to help you build your business image. Sports teams stand out and organizations shine. We offer screen printing, embroidery, banners, vinyl decals, and many other promotional products. Open Monday through Saturday in Holton or online at lastingimpressionsofks.com.
Here's your Kansaland radio listening area forecast. We're currently seeing a system moving through that originated in the Pacific Northwest, and this low-pressure system has been building towards the Midwest all week. Most of the action from this system is actually going to stay to the north of us, where they're going to be receiving heavy snowfall and rain. However, we'll just be seeing a drop in temperature associated with this system. This low-pressure system has a strong trough that will bring down our temperatures for a short period of time before the next ridge of high pressure moves in early next week, bringing us back to temperatures in the 70s. Your forecast for tonight shows mostly cloudy skies with a low at 29. Northwest wind gusts up to 40 miles per hour. Going into Saturday, lots of sunshine and a high of 45 with west winds gusting up to 30. In closing off our weekend, on Sunday, we'll see sunny skies with a high of 54 and southwest wind gusts up to 20. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Amanda Edwards.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302, or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Welcome back to the Hilltop here in Meriden. Alongside Jake Spaulding, Johnny King here with you. Chance, our man, taking care of us back at the studios. Earlier tonight, we saw the Hiawatha girls win in a thriller, 38-36. Over Jeff West, and now it's time for the boys to take the court here in our final game of the night. Coming up after our games, we'll have the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Brian Hurt will have scores, recaps, and everything to get you caught up on this first full week of this high school basketball season. Our boys' matchup tonight, though, Jeff West, 0-2, Hiawatha, 2-0. Let's start with the Tigers and our first-year head coach, Joe Smith. Tough start to the year, but two really good opponents. 55-25 loss to Silver Lake and a 56-27 loss to Royal Valley. Royal Valley is state-ranked team. Silver Lake will probably be state-ranked by season's end. They are very athletic, and they should be very good here this year as well. The Tigers have been led by Colby Farron. He's been the really key bright spot for the Tigers. 7.5 points per game. He's really been the lone scorer that Jeff West has had so far this season, but again, averaging just 26 points per game. So Coach Smith is looking for his guys offensively here tonight to get something going and something started. Hiawatha, meanwhile, under fourth-year head coach Gary Smith, 2-0, two really good wins. A buzzer beater over Marysville, 57-56 in Game 1. And then Tuesday, a ranked Troy team in 1A, a dominant performance by the Redhawks, 70-47 victory. Hiawatha hit 12 three-pointers
on Tuesday night. 8 of them in the first half alone. So this Hiawatha team is fast, they're athletic, and well, right there they show they can shoot the lights out. Joel Bryan led the way on Tuesday with 19 points. Mario Accaldi, he had 12. Carson Gilbert, 11. You really look up and down this Hiawatha team. They have guys that can score from anywhere, up and down this starting five, Jake. I mean, it's just a great offensive team.
Great offensive team. It kind of reminds you of the team they had a few years ago. You remember that Red Hawk team that
Tyler Brockhoff and those guys?
Tyler Brockhoff that really just they absorbed what Coach Gary Smith wanted to run in his first year here at Hiawatha. And they took it, second year, and took it and ran with it. They go on to win the McLeod Invitational Tournament. They find ways to just post the most wins at a season that a Hiawatha team has seen for many, many years. Then you have a fall-off season just a little bit a year ago. So a lot of questions coming into this season, how this team would respond coming into this year. I'd say this team right now is just kind of like the girls' team. They got check boxes, and they're checking these boxes off one at a time. Tonight's going to be a test just strictly because you're on the road again. This Jeff West team is a team that is underneath a new coach, as you alluded to. It's a program that's kind of at a tipping point right here in Meriden. This kind of a win tonight, if they would be able to pull the upset, would be one that would be something you'd be able to hear from Perry, you'd be able to hear from Holton, because this team needs some kind of a life to be put into them. Coach Joe Smith is a guy that, you know, he played college basketball at Washburn. He's a guy that knows the sport, he knows the game. But he needs to find a way to get these kids locked into what he wants to see them do. Hiawatha has a great opportunity, just like the girls, to start their season off 3-0 here tonight in Meriden.
So with that, we owe you just a quick pregame timeout, 30-second timeout. Let's take that. We'll come back, get you set for starters and tip-off on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockhoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at NEKTax.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back here to the Hilltop in Meriden. We're getting set for Jeff West and Hiawatha, the boys game, to finish off the night of Big 7 League Hoops. Ready for the starting lineup for tonight's matchup. Let's start with the visitors from Hiawatha under fourth-year head coach Gary Smith. Same five that have started all season long. A 5'8 junior, Ashton Rocky. 6'3 senior, Carson Gilbert. The hero from game number one hits the game-winning three against Marysville, Joel Bryant. 6'1" senior. A 5'9" junior, Mario Accaldi, the foreign exchange student from Spain that has been great so far for the Redhawks, and a 6'2" senior, Jake Rieger. So again, for the Redhawks, Rocky, Gilbert, Bryan, Accaldi, and Rieger, the starting five here tonight. And for Jeff West, under first-year head coach Joe Smith, he's had a little bit of changes to his starting lineups the first couple of games, but a new team, new guys, not a lot of varsity experience. This is his lineup tonight. A senior, Ty Euler. Senior Colby Ferrant, junior Austin Anderson, senior Devin Watkins, and senior Cooper Munson. So the Tigers have Euler, Ferrant, Anderson, Watkins, and Munson, the starting five here tonight.
You know what I'm most excited about right now is I want to see that the size, like it seems to always be, favors Jeff West. This school always has bigs down low in the boys basketball program. But for Hiawatha, how do they counteract that? You're going to have to see Jake Rieger down low, see what he has, because Cooper Munson, he's over there standing about 6'3", 6'4", and he's a load down there, down low for Jeff West. Not the most athletic basketball player. However, his presence right there is going to be one. You're going to see Hiawatha, the shiftiness and the quickness needs to play a big factor for them tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that Coach Gary Smith is telling those guys, you run every second you are on this floor here tonight. And that's exactly how Hiawatha wants to play. They want to play fast. They want to play quick. And, well, because of that, they've scored 57 and 70 points in the first two games.
That's what you got to do, man, especially this. That's why this Hiawatha team reminds me so much of second-year coach Gary Smith. That roster he had, they were so fun to watch.
We're ready to go. Jeff West will go from right to left in their home white. Hiawatha from left to right in their road red. It'll be Joel Bryan stepping in the center circle for Hiawatha. Cooper Munson for Jeff West. 8 minutes on the clock. Referee tops the basketball up, and we are underway. Opening tap is one by Hiawatha right away. Gilbert drives inside and has the shot partially tipped away, and Jeff West will have it. We'll get a little offensive tip, one by Hiawatha. I'll call it, he had a nice pass to Gilbert, but he couldn't finish it, so here's Jeff West. Top of the key, triple by Austin Anderson, and he rattles it home.
Well, you're the underdog in a game. Best way to get things rolling in your favor, hit an open three, and that's what Anderson does.
Anderson had 6 points in that loss to Royal Valley on Tuesday night. Here's a three by Brian trying to answer. That's too strong. Rebound is ripped away by Colby Ferrant, and he'll bring it up the floor for Jeff West. Guarded by Ashton Rocky, flicked up ahead into the right wing. Now to Devin Watkins. Playing the rings, here's Anderson. He was a key guy on the football team for Jeff West, and he is one of the big leaders for the Tigers. Ball tipped around. Munson's got it out near the timeline, nearly traveled with it, but gets it back off to Watkins. Guarded by Brian, Hiawatha and a man-to-man. Munson right at the head of the circle. 1 minute gone by, 3-0 Jeff West. Watkins dribbles to the left baseline, pokes it outside to Anderson, guarded by Brian. Anderson gets in the middle of the lane, scoop layup is no good. Rebound is taken away by Brian, kicks up ahead to Alcaldi. He'll drive all the way inside, absorbs contact, flick it up with the right hand, it's no good, but a foul. And Mario Alcaldi will go to the free throw line as that foul is going to be on Ferrant, and it will be his first.
As soon as the rebound happened, quick outlet pass. Hiawatha outrunning, get down quickly, and Alcaldi at the line for two.
This is a guy that I think could be the difference maker for Hiawatha. He's a guy that nobody really knew a whole lot,
sure,
about. Coach Smith didn't have him in his pregame survey that he sent us, and then all of a sudden we start hearing from Coach Brady Jasper, the girls' coach, saying, you know, Hiawatha, the boys, they've got this kid, Mario Alcaldi, transfer from, or he's a foreign exchange student from Spain. He might be the best player on this team, if not one of the top three guys. And, well, he makes two free throws to start things off here for Hiawatha.
It's kind of like that gift that you get at Christmas. You open it up, not sure what it is. You open it up, and you're like, oh, man, this is the best thing I've ever gotten. Could Alcaldi be that for the Red Hawks this year?
And we're going to get a bump foul as Austin Anderson was dribbling the ball up the floor for Jeff West. This will be a foul on Hiawatha, and it will be on
Rocky.
Ashton Rocky, so that will be his first. So a team foul on each side. It's for 90 seconds in.
And I like Ashton Rocky on the defensive side. A quick, quick guy.
Pass inside, knocked free and stolen away. First turnover of the night for Jeff West. Here's Alcaldi into the front court.
Ooh.
Crosses over, drives in, tries to feed it inside to Rocky, but he traveled with the basketball. There's the quickness, though, of Alcaldi. He just didn't quite have his feet set as he drove to the middle of the lane.
But I'm excited about this, too. Full court pressure here by Hiawatha. How does Jeff West handle it?
Anderson within the backcourt. Gets it off to Watkins. Here comes a double team. Watkins picks it up, gets it off to Anderson. Going to have to get it across now, near a 10-second count. Anderson still in the backcourt. Finally flicks it up ahead to Ferrant. Nice pass inside Euler. Stops, goes up off the window, and banks it in.
Phenomenal find there by Ferrant. He kept his eyes down the floor the entire time. Wide open, Euler.
Gilbert, a left wing three, too strong. Rebound tipped around, and Munson's got it for Jeff West. This is the exact same start that Jeff West wanted. Here's Euler the other way. Gets all the way inside, goes up and under, and lays it in.
Woo.
4 points for Ty Euler, and Jeff West out to a 7-2 lead. 5:45 to go in the first.
Talk about quickness of transition. Euler got down the floor quickly, and a nice find by Anderson for the easy bunny.
Alcaldi out on top. Back cut to Bryan. He's got it. Flicks up a shot with the right hand. It's too strong. Rebound is tapped into the hands of Watkins. He'll bring it the other way for the Tigers. Quickly up in the front court is Watkins. Crosses over. Pull up 16-footer is short. Fight for the rebound. Bryan yanks it away. Here he comes, a 3-on-1. Bryan then lost the basketball. He just lost it. Taken away by Watkins. Drives right lane line. Absorbs contact. They're going to get an offensive foul.
Nope.
Watkins will get hit with the foul. That's his first and the second team foul.
Again, we talked about this officiating crew being very experienced and a great call that time. Extension with the forearm by Watkins as he was going for the layup. Separated him from Alcaldi. Good charge there on the call.
I tell you what, Coach Smith of Jeff West is loving this start right now. Here's a pass inside Rieger. Back out Alcaldi. Spots for a three. Too strong. Rebound is yanked away by Colby Ferrant. He'll bring it up the floor for the Tigers. Now Anderson across the timeline. Crosses over on Gilbert. Gets inside, just lost the basketball. He got in the air, didn't know what to do with it. It'll be a turnover. Here's Alcaldi the other way. Nice pass to Rocky, who lays it up and in from the left side.
That's transition offense to a T. Fill the lanes, and the open, wide-open guy was Rocky. Good time from Alcaldi.
Watkins with it in the backcourt. Double team comes. He picks up the dribble. Gets it near side to Anderson, still in the backcourt. Finally up ahead of Euler. He had Munson wide open. He missed it. They're going to reach in foul on Rieger. He's going to save it. But my goodness, Munson had nobody within 15 feet of him.
Yep.
2 feet away from the basket.
They'll get Munson out of the game for a quick breather until he's gassed a little bit here early on.
The big man who needs a big break. Good start for him down low. Again, his presence was just important there for the Tigers.
Sophomore Gage Galley going to check into the game. Here's a three-pointer by Fair from the left corner. It's no good. Here's Galley, though. He gets swatted out of bounds. A nice offensive rebound by Galley. Jeff West will hold on to it.
Euler's exhausted right now, too, for Jeff West. The senior guard who's got 4 points, hands on top of his head right now. Sonny, we're not even halfway through this opening quarter. Coach Smith from Jeff West might have to get a stump for him.
So Jeff West with it. Anderson thought about a deep three, but instead he pulls it down. Kicks it to the right side to Galley. Galley with a left-handed dribble. Picks up the dribble. Gives it to the right side of the floor to Watkins. Now back to Anderson. He just dribbles it off his foot, and it goes into the backcourt. It'll be a backcourt violation. And actually, they're going to say that it hit the sideline. But nonetheless, still going to be a turnover on Jeff West. And it will be their fourth already here in the first quarter.
Yeah, four turnovers early. I mean, still up 7-4, but you let a team like Hiawatha back into a game that quickly with turnovers, they're going to take it over quick.
Here's a new man of the game, Brant Barnhill, for the first time for Hiawatha. He's a 6-foot junior, and he just lost it. Tried to feed it inside, but it's stolen away by Watkins. Third turnover for Hiawatha. Devin Watkins gets it up on top to Anderson. He'll dribble with the right hand as Gilbert comes out on him. Now in trouble as Anderson lost it, had it poke free, gets it back and starts to dribble again. Watkins now on the left wing, dribbles into the corner, picks up the dribble. Now in trouble, still with it in the corner, gets it off to Farron. Back out on top to Euler. It was tipped, I believe, by Alcalde. They're going to say yes, it was tipped. So Alcalde tipped it, Euler can pick it up, and now we'll bring it across the timeline. 3:20 to go in the first. Anderson pumps on a three, drives in, kicks it out of the foul line to Galley. He stops, holds on to it. Kicks it back out to the right wing to Anderson. Now a tip out by Rocky. It'll stay with Jeff West on the far sideline with 3:07 to go. Back into the first time, a sophomore, Hunter Mosier.
Yeah, Coach Joe Smith, I mean, he's going to get Ty Euler again. He's just gassed right now. And Coach Smith from Jeff West just says, come on, man, I need you to get a quick drink, get back in that game. But you're seeing, you talked about the difference of the starting lineups for the Tigers. Also, their depth's going to have to be big.
They're going to get a reach-in foul on Carson Gilbert, trying to pick the pocket of Austin Anderson. Gilbert picks up his first, third team foul. Side out of bounds now for the Tigers, a 3:01 to go in the first, leading 7-4. Pass inside to Mosier. To the right corner to Anderson. He drives all the way inside. Absorbs contact. Looks up a wild shot. Nearly went in. Offensive rebound for Watkins, and he sticks it up and in for the right side.
Great offensive rebound there. We've got the stoppage because Anderson kind of gimpy, favoring that right ankle.
Yeah, he's got already got a brace on his left knee, but right now he's favoring. Looks like, I think you're right, that right ankle looks like. And Coach Smith hasn't brought anybody into the game for him yet. Let's see who Coach Smith goes with. He's going to bring Dalton Bateman, a junior, into the game.
So Anderson, a kid that, again, he's got some experience, and he's kind of their ball handler. So who's going to step up here for Jeff West when they get the ball on their offensive side?
Gilbert drives in, and he gets bumped and fouled. That will be whistled against Galley, his first, team's third. Alcalde tries to toss it into Gilbert, but great defense by Galley. It's stolen away. Watkins with it. Hiawatha has 4 turnovers of their own in the first quarter. 9-4, Jeff West. 2:30 to go in the first. Farron kicks it off to the right side. Galley, he'll pull for three. It's wide left. Rebound goes to Alcalde. Here comes Hiawatha. They got numbers. Alcalde kicks the left side of the floor to Rocky. Now Gilbert. Back on top, Alcalde pumps on a three. Drives in, kicks it to Gilbert. Left corner triple on the way. It's short. Long rebound, though, by Gilbert. He'll put it up and get hammered on the arm by Watkins. And Carson Gilbert will go to the line and shoot two.
Well, kids, I know you can't see it, but you're listening. Follow your shot. Right there, Carson Gilbert left the three short. The rebound came right back to him as he followed it in. Now he's at the line shooting two.
Wow, how about this upset in the from a Big 7 League team? Meanwhile, Central falls at Centralia, 40-39. Centralia with a three-pointer with 2 seconds left to win it.
Wow.
That's something that nobody
Omaha
really
County
knows.
Rival, man.
Yep. Chile is really good this year. I mean, they're staying ranked for a reason. Gilbert nails the first free throw. His second is in there. Gilbert goes 2 of 2 from the line for his first 2 points of the night. Makes it 9-6 Jeff West. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Mosier has the ball tipped out by Barnhill. It'll stay with Jeff West.
You know, this first taste that we had of the full court pressure kind of gave Tigers a little bit of fits, but they've been breaking it with ease the last few opportunities.
Now here's a near turnover. Ball loose on the floor. Fought for. Bateman trying to pull it away from Alcaldi, and we'll get a jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it with the Tigers.
Under 2 minutes to go in this first quarter in the three-point ball game. Again, if you're Coach Joe Smith from Jeff West, you're happy with the way that this game has started out. Your offense has a little bit of a rhythm. Your defense is playing well. You got some guys banged up and tired right now, but hanging around.
Nice back cut, but a block is going to be picked away by Rieger. Follow shot by Munson's no good. Rebound by Bryan. A lot of contact, and he comes away with it. Here's Bryan the other way for Hiawatha. Nobody stops the basketball. He just goes up and gets hammered. No call. They're going to say a legal block, and bring it the other way is Jeff West. Mosier into the front court. Right side of the floor, Ferrant. Now he just has it ripped away by Bryan. Joel drives in. His left-hand layup is good. Got it, and one.
I was just about to say how it's impressive that Bryan has been scoreless in his first quarter, and then boom. Starts on the defensive side, picks the pocket, and then quickly out in transition. Easy lay-in, and one.
Alcaldi's going to get a quick breather. Ashton Rocky back into the game for him. 1:25 to go. Bryan, a free throw to chance to tie it. And it's no good. Rebound yanked away by Munson. Munson's absolute load on the inside.
He is. And I'm telling you, I really think if he's able, if Coach Joe Smith plays his cards right and gets him breaks when he needs breaks, when he's in this game, he's a difference maker just because of his sheer size down low.
All for the basketball. They don't get it to him. Here's Mosier on the right wing. Thinking about a three. Tries to throw it inside to Munson, but it's stolen away by Bryan. That's the seventh turnover for Jeff West.
Wow.
Nice pass. Barnhill lays it up and in. Grant Barnhill with his first basket. Nice feed from Gilbert, and Coach Smith with a timeout.
Nice give and go there. Run the lane and transition, and Hiawatha makes it look easy. They're up by one.
Quick timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. 10-9 is the lead for Hiawatha. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
KNZA.
58 seconds to go in the first quarter. 10-9 is the lead for Hiawatha, and we're going to get a travel quickly out of the timeout by Jeff West, their eighth turnover. So after the great start, I saw Jeff West get out to a 9-4 advantage. Hiawatha has since gone on right now a 8-0 run.
Ooh,
here's a near steal by Galley. Now kicked in the corner, Rocky. Thought about a three. He'll drive in the middle of the lane. Kick right side to Barnhill now. Back to Rocky, right to the head of the circle. Barnhill in the right corner. Pumps, drives to the baseline. Gets underneath the basket. Gets it off to Rieger. He'll try a 10-footer and bury it. First point of the night for Jake Rieger. And it's 12-9 Hiawatha, under 30 seconds to go in the first. Again, Jeff West does a good job of breaking pressure. There's a floating shot that's high off the window. No good. Munson with an offensive rebound. He'll stick it back up and in. First points of the night for Cooper Munson.
You can hear the Coop chant here in Meriden.
One thing about Jeff West, they always have a great student section.
Oh, yes.
10 seconds to go. Bryan out on top. Has the ball poked free. Ball loose. Bryan has it back. 4 seconds now. Gets it off to Gilbert. He'll drive in. Flick it up with the right hand, and he rolls it over the front rim and in. At the buzzer. Carson Gilbert has 4 points. And that's how the first quarter comes to a close. So Jeff West does a great job of hanging in it. One quarter in the book. Hiawatha, though, with a 14-11 lead. The second quarter, we return on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Happy holidays from GN Bank. As family and friends gather, we would like to take this opportunity to thank our many customers for another successful year. Please call or visit our banks in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, or Wetmore. And let us know how we can help you plan your financial needs. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC. Happy holidays.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay through the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something if you can't brag about how expensive it was? If you want to pay more, don't go to Wilson Tire.
Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
Kansaland Radio.
Start of the second quarter, Hiawatha leads Jeff West 14-11. Hiawatha will start with the basketball. They operate from left to right in their road red uniforms. Aston Rocky controls it for the Red Hawks, gives it left side to Barnhill. And having an offensive foul, yeah, that was pretty clear. Barnhill took that left arm and extended it into the chest of Kobe Ferrant. So that'll be the first foul on Brant Barnhill.
And we're going to see Ty Uhler come back in the game. Maybe he got himself a little bit of oxygen, a little bit of a boost there. They need this senior guard on the floor to the Tigers. He's got four of their 11, but he's a ball handler, and he's somebody who's just got energy for this team. But also, we still have not seen Austin Anderson. He's been out with that ankle that he suffered early on in this game.
Coach Smith just went down and asked Anderson, I think, if he was okay to go, and Coach Smith didn't look like he was very happy with the answer he got. Here's a steal. Pass inside. Gilbert, layup, good. Good feed by Aston Rocky. And now we're going to get, I think, a foul in the backcourt against Alcaldi. It is going to be against Mario. That will be his first. And then we'll see Devin Watkins check back into the game with those two fouls. He will replace Galley.
It's difficult for me right now every time you say the name of Alcaldi, because my kids are really into Mario Brothers right now. So every time the Mario theme song goes in my head every time you say his name.
Euler on the other end. Watkins, a right corner three, short. Tipped around, and Jeff West holds on to it. This is Dalton Bateman with the rebound. Tries to pass it inside to Munson, but it's just easily stolen away by Barnhill. He tried to throw it off.
Ooh. Okay, the official pointed the wrong way.
I thought he threw it off of Bateman, but the referee first pointed and said it was Jeff West basketball, but it is Hiawatha basketball. Alcaldi all the way inside. Spins, kicks it up on top. Gilbert, a three. Bang. Carson Gilbert with 9 first half points. And it's 19-11, Hiawatha. All of a sudden, the lead's 8.
7-2, Jeff West early on, but Hiawatha settled in here on the road.
Pass in the middle of the lane. Watkins has it. Now Euler gets the screen, crosses over, pulls up for a left wing three. It's way too strong. And Rocky with a rebound looking to push. Here he comes. Gilbert.
Nice
feed inside to Barnhill, who wasn't quite ready for it. And I think he got shoved in the back. I don't think Coach Smith really likes that call. He thought Barnhill was just out of control a little bit, but they're going to get the foul on Moser. That will be his first. And it will be baseline out of bounds coming up for Hiawatha as Joel Bryan comes back into the game to replace Barnhill.
Man, if Barnhill could control that pass right there, that was such a great find and transition. It would have been an easy lay-in for the Redhawks.
Alcaldi underneath the basket, goes up and under. And I got partially blocked, but Bryan's right there to feed it and clean it up and in. 4 points for Bryan, and it's lead at 10.
Great job there by Bryan, just being right spot, right time.
There's going to be a bump foul called on Bryan. He tried to get to the baseline to cut off Moser, but he was a step and a half late. So Bryan will pick up his first personal.
Moser will go to the line, a sophomore. This team for Jeff West is very... There's so much youth, so much experience. It's all mixed together, just trying to find that right grouping for Coach Joe Smith.
Can I call that a shooting foul?
It is.
So Moser at the line misses the first free throw. Both teams are going to be shooting free throws on any foul the rest of the way because 16 fouls on each side. Second free throw by Moser is good. First point of the night for Moser, makes it 21-12. Hiawatha with 6:19 to go in the first half. Alcaldi crosses over, picks in the corner. Rocky spot for an wide open three. Too strong. Gilbert there for an offensive rebound. Alcaldi, he'll try a right corner three now. It's too strong. Rocky with another offensive rebound for Hiawatha. Alcaldi drives in, tries to feed it to the baseline to Rieger, but he wasn't ready for the basketball.
Oh, and he's not happy.
No, he is all over Jake Rieger. He wanted him to cut to the basket. Talk about Alcaldi not being here for that long. He's
in charge, man.
As they come.
He is in charge. You can tell he's already establishing himself as one of the leaders on this Red Hawk team.
Never have enough of those. Here's Ferrant on the other end for Jeff West with the left corner. Up on top, here's Watkins. Watkins picks up his dribble, gets it to the right side of Moser. Now here comes the screen. Moser steps back, pumps a three, and buries it. Beauty, pretty stroke by Hunter Moser. He's got four.
Nice little crossover off the screen.
Bryan, the other way, gets blocked away by Watkins, but it's picked up by Rocky. Hiawatha still with it. Alcaldi now inside, gets hit hard and bumped and fouled. And they'll get it on Euler, I believe.
Yeah, their legs got tangled up there. Euler got beat. Alcaldi is just so quick off the bounce, Johnny. And, man, he's a fun kid to watch.
Barnhill back into the game for Hiawatha to replace Carson Gilbert. And I just read the lips of Carson Gilbert. He just came to the bench. He said, Coach, they are jawing. Coach Gary Smith leaned over Carson, slapped him on the shoulder and said, that's all right, just keep playing basketball. Missing the free throw is Alcaldi. That's going to be tapped out of bounds.
Should be Hiawatha
Euler. It was tapped by Euler, but I guess not. They're going to say it's Jeff West basketball.
It sure looked like Euler was trying to contain dribble and he lost it out of bounds, but a break for the Tigers. You know, they just hit a three and missed free throw here by Hiawatha. Get some momentum.
Say, all of a sudden, it's just a six-point game for the Tigers. Bryan nearly picks the pocket of Moser. Bryan thought it was last touched by Moser, but instead it will stay with Jeff West. 5:20 to go in the half, 21-15. Hiawatha leads. Jeff West looking to get it in from the sideline. Ball tipped out of bounds by Rieger.
And Jeff West, on their inbounds plays, they just don't look like they are really confident with what they're doing. Coach Joe Smith is way out of the coach's box trying to call out to his kids what he wants.
Barron with the basketball left to the head of the circle. Bryan jumps out on him. Now pass to the corner to Watkins. Watkins gets to the middle of the lane. Scoots over his right left shoulder and banks it in. Watkins with four.
He's strong.
21-17, Hiawatha with under 5 minutes to go in the half. Rocky left to the head of the circle. Dribbles to the foul line. Kicks it off right side Bryan. He'll step into a three-pointer. It's in and out. Rebound, though, Barnhill. He'll stick it back over the front of the rim and in.
Another offensive rebound, Johnny. The Red Hawks are crashing the glass here early.
23-17 is the lead for Hiawatha. Moser drives in, missed the layup. Moser with offensive rebound and sticks it over the front of the rim and in. Cooper Munson has four. 23-19, Hiawatha.
Coop just there for the scoop and the easy lay-in, and again, Tigers hanging around within four.
Barnhill in the left corner, drives to the middle of the lane, flicks it up with the right hand. The shot's no good, but a foul underneath. And Brent Barnhill will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair.
A little off topic here, but you think Chance back in the studio could find the Mario, whenever he gets the coin, it goes a little ding. Anytime Mario Cadaldi makes a basket, he can continue for us?
Maybe. Barnhill free throw is too strong.
Oh, man. I've missed doing this, man. It's too much fun.
It's fun, man. Especially when you get quality high school basketball like we've seen tonight.
Yeah.
Barnhill second free throw. Missed them both. Offensive rebound, though, for Bryan. He goes up, gets blocked. Ball tipped out of bounds. It's going to be last touched by Jeff West. And it will stay with Hiawatha.
Now, how does Cooper Munson get out-rebounded by Joel Bryan? Because Bryan boxes him off. He's undersized, and he goes up against the board.
Trying to get it in is Barnhill. Just has to toss it way out near midcourt to Alcaldi. Barnhill right of the front court. Takes a pass. Now dribbles into the right corner. Kicks it between the rings to Rocky. Now Alcaldi on the left side. Dribble handoff to Gilbert. He'll get to the foul line. Rocky, right wing three. Too strong off the left side of the rim. Rebound to Euler, and here comes Jeff West, down by four, under 4 minutes to go in the first half. There's going to be a steal. Gilbert picks off the pass from Euler. Gilbert drives in, shoots a shot off the window, and somehow, with some English on it, rattles it in.
Nice scoop shot there. That was Carson Gilbert all the way with a steal, the lay-in, and the Red Hawks back up by six.
Watkins passed the ball up to Moser. He'll just pull back, shoot a three, nearly banked it in. Offensive rebound for Euler. Gets it back to Moser. He flicks up a shot. I thought he made it well before that, but instead it is going to be a foul and free throws coming for Moser.
Yeah, he never put the ball on the deck, Johnny. He caught it almost by the three-point line and ended up about 5 feet from the basket. Well, Speed Mikhailuk, like, remember that game 2 years ago?
Clean.
Walking away with the win?
Clean. Free throw short by Moser.
Never counted.
How about tomorrow, though? The border
showdown
renewed a little bit.
Renewed.
KU, 22.5-point favorite.
M-I-Z-Z-O-U.
I think it's more M-I-Z, no IQ, but... 3:25 to go, 25-19, Hiawatha leads. Gilbert the other way, lays it up and in. He's got 13 first-half points.
Carson Gilbert's a special kid, and he kind of maybe gets overlooked with the talent on this roster, but he's showing up right now.
By the way, Moser missed both of those free-throw attempts. So 27-19, Hiawatha, 3:05 to go in the half. Galley back into the game. He's got it in the left corner, dribbles to the foul line. Has the ball poked free and stolen away. Bryan picks the pocket. Here's Barnhill now in transition. He's into the corner to Rocky. Now back out Alcaldi. Ripped around the horn into the left corner to Gilbert. Thought about a three. Now a pump to the baseline. Ripped through and kick it up on top to Barnhill. He will pull for a three. This one's off the back lip too strong. And the rebound to Jeff West.
Probably not the shot Coach Gary Smith wanted because he had Monson on him. He could have head faked and drove to the middle of the lane. Found an open guy instead. Pulls the trigger.
Get it inside to Munson on the left block. Double team comes. Kick back out to Watkins. He'll get in the middle of the lane. Stop. Spinning inside to Munson, who just lost it. Lost it right off his fingertips and out of bounds.
Turnover is a kill on the Tigers right now, especially in the front court. Monson looks like he's going to get himself a break here with 2:25 to go in the half.
11 turnovers in the first half here for Jeff West. So we'll see Moser come out. Also Munson. Back into the game is Bateman. And for the first time, we're seeing Caleb Morse, a sophomore. Galley, Watkins, Bateman, Morse, and Ferrant, the five out there for Jeff West. Hiawatha with the basketball, leading by eight. Alcaldi's got it in the left corner. It's a screen from Bryan. Alcaldi gets all the way inside, kicks it right side to Rocky. Into the right corner now, Barnhill. Rocky crosses over, gets between the rings to Gilbert. He'll get all the way inside, scoop it up with the right hand and bank it in. 15 first half points for Carson Gilbert, and the lead back up to 10 for the Redhawks.
He's just single-handedly taking over this basketball game right now, Johnny.
1:50 to go. Watkins gets in the middle to Morse. He'll flick up a shot that's too strong off the back lip. And now we're going to get a stoppage of play as I think it's Bryan on the baseline. Yep, he lost a flat tire. His left shoe came out. So he will replace it, tie him up a little tighter, and Hiawatha will have the basketball with 1:45 to go, leading by 10.
I'm a shoe guy. I like shoes. I like different styles of shoes. I'm thinking Brian's kicks right now. Him and Rocky both have some...
Oh, come on. Alcaldi's are the best on the floor.
I mean, his are nice, too. But I'm digging, like, you got North Carolina blue on Bryant's shoes. You got Barnhill with some nice blue ones. But, of course, Alcaldi, orange and little, what, lime green there?
Yep. Ashton Rocky got fouled. He's at the line for a 1-1. And his free throw is good, so he earns the bonus.
What was your basketball shoe of choice?
Kobe.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Kobe's all day.
Always had airs.
And second free throw by Rocky is good. So 4 points for Ashton Rocky. The lead is 12 for Hiawatha. 31-19, 90 seconds to go in the first half. Galley right at the front court. Holds the ball high above his head. Drives to the inside. Has the ball poked free. Now on loose on the floor. And it's into the hands of Ferrant. He pulls a deep right wing three. Well short. Into the hands of Rocky. Quickly up ahead. He's got Barnhill. He'll stop. Hand it off for Gilbert. He'll throw it up and in. Count it and one. 17 for Gilbert and a chance to complete a three-point play.
What an unselfish play there by the Redhawks. Transition opportunity. Barnhill catches it, jumps, stops, and just hands it off like he's a fullback. And Gilbert lays it in through contact. That's the third foul now on Ferrant.
Free throw by Gilbert. Rattles it in. He's 3-for-3 from the line and has 18 points. And Coach Joe Smith wants to take a timeout with 1:17 to go. The lead has ballooned to 15 for Hiawatha. Let's take this quick timeout. We'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth and Fran wanted me to give you this message for them, that they hope the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this most joyous time of the year. And since they've been such good girls this year, I said I'd deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
1:17 to go in the first half out of the timeout. Alongside Jake Folding, Johnny Kane here with you at the Hilltop in Meriden. Iowatha on a current 11-01 run right now, leading 34-19 over Jeff West. Jeff West led 9-4 to begin this game and really played really well in the first quarter. Only trailed 14-11 after one. But Iowatha just picking the pockets of Jeff West and turning them into easy layups on the other end. Big portion of that, Carson Gilbert. He's got 18 points already here in this first half.
He's been impressive, Johnny. He's just doing everything defensively, getting in a transition. And he's unselfish, too. He's got a few dimes tonight as well.
And 11 points on Tuesday, and again, 18 so far tonight. Jeff West with the basketball out of the break. Here's Watkins, gives it to the right side of the floor to Farron. He'll drive baseline, kick it off to Moser in the corner, a three on the way, short. Barnhill with a rebound, and he dribbles it off the foot of Alcaldi and out of bounds. Barnhill was trying to take off and run with it, but he just dribbled it off the back of the foot of Alcaldi, so Hiawatha will turn it over for just the sixth time.
Tigers have an opportunity to try and get this a little bit more, I guess you could say, close before halftime, but it's been all Hiawatha here in the last 3 minutes of this first half.
Moser nearly walked with it, gets it outside to Watkins. He from the left block just spins and shoots over Bryant and rattles it home. Six for Devin Watkins.
Yeah, he needs more touches on the offensive side down low, especially with Monson out of the game.
I just like what his size and athletic ability and the way he can shoot the basketball. Gilbert, again, just pulls right by his defender and lays it up and in. He's got 20.
Are we sure that he's conscious right now? This guy, 20 points for him in this ball game, 21 for Jeff West.
Now we're going to get, is it a foul underneath or is it just a ball out of bounds? I think it's a ball out of bounds.
Nope.
No, it is going to be a foul.
Yep,
they did call a foul.
Yeah, shooter right there is what the official said.
It wasn't really a signal initially. They'll get it on Bryant, I believe. That'll be a second. Yep, Joel Bryant picks up his second. So right away, Jake Rieger is going to check into the game for Coach Smith. So here comes Rieger. He will replace Bryant with those two fouls, and it'll be Devin Watkins at the foul line for a 1-1 with 21 ticks to go. Watkins not attempted a free throw tonight. This one rattles in. So he earns the bonus. He will shoot one more. Looking to pull Jeff West back to within 13. And he does. So 8 for Watkins. 36-23. Hiawatha, 17 seconds to go. The Redhawks going to take the final shot. Alcaldi out near the timeline. He's dribbled it between his legs with 10 seconds to go. Now crosses over. Kicks the left side to Rocky. Gets to the foul line. Dribble handoff Barnhill. 5 seconds. Barnhill to Gilbert. He steps through, spins, shoots a three-pointer. Nearly banked it in. And that'll be the end of the first half. So Gilbert, they tried to feed the hot hand. Gilbert had a decent look. Just couldn't get it to fall. And with that, we have reached halftime. Halftime score, Hiawatha 36, Jeff West 13. Take a timeout. We'll come back with first half stats. And also take a look at some other games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Houlton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Houlton, our family caring for yours.
Bryce Barnett, Ag Loan Officer at Farmers State Bank.
In the last 2 years with Ag Real Estate, we've definitely come up with more products and services. We're very flexible on terms and payment dates, as well as making sure that payment fits around the producer. If they're working on selling cattle at a specific time during the year, we're going to make sure that payment due date coincides with when they're going to be getting that income.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Houlton, member FDIC.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Meriden. Halftime of our boys' game tonight between Hiawatha and Jeff West. Hiawatha with a 13-point advantage, 36-23, alongside Jake Spaulding. Johnny Kane here with you. Well, Jeff West hung around early on in this game, trailed by just three at the end of one, but Hiawatha had an 11-0 run. It went from about the 3.5-minute mark to about 1:15 to go in the second quarter. From there, was able to push their lead up to as many as 15 before ends up being a 13-point lead here at the break, 36-23. Take a look back at that first half. You know, Hiawatha did what they did behind 20 points from Carson Gilbert, and it's kind of interesting. Hiawatha hit 8 first-half threes on Tuesday, only had one in the first half tonight.
I think we talked about it off air briefly that Gilbert's not doing anything super special. It's not like he's, you know, coming off a screen fadeaway style jumpers or, you know, really creating, you know, off of screens or off of the inside the offense. He's taking the ball off the top of the key and he's just going right to the basket and nobody's stopping him. And, you know, when you have that opportunity, you're going to continue to take it until the defense takes it away. And he's just been phenomenal off the bounce and finding ways to get to the rim. I'm seeing a massive, I mean, it's a 34 to 16 run. You know, when you date it back to midway point of the first quarter, it was 7-2 Jeff West. They hit a three at the beginning of the ball game from Austin Anderson, who we have not seen since that first quarter when he rolled his ankle up. But what you're seeing is a high wall of a team that's getting out in transition. They're doing the right things on defense like they need to be doing. That's what this team is built to do. This team is not built really to get in half-court sets and run through offense and offensive schemes. They like to get out in transition, like to get out and run. And when they've been doing that, they are just absolutely unstoppable on the hardwood tonight.
So now it's time to look at our first half statistics. They're brought to you by the NEK Tax Services in Whiting. For year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation, visit the NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. We'll start with the visitors from Hiawatha. 6 turnovers, mentioned 1-3, 7 of 11 from the free throw line. Carson Gilbert, 20 points in the first half, 16 of them come in the second quarter alone. He is the leader right now for the Redhawks. 4 points across the board for Aston Rocky, Joel Bryan, and Brent Barnhill. Then Alcaldi and Jake Rieger, each with 2 points for Hiawatha. Jeff West, meanwhile, 11 turnovers in the first half. That was really the difference. 8 of them in the first quarter. 2 three-pointers, 3 of 6 from the stripe. And they're being led by Devin Watkins. He's got 8, 4 points for Ty Euler and Hunter Moser, 3 for Austin Anderson, and 4 for Cooper Munson. So we got our halftime score, Hiawatha 36, Jeff West 23. We'll take another timeout. We'll find some scores of other games when we return on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Rainbow, we understand that connections are important. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. With the number of connected devices in your home increasing, so should your internet speed. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents,
Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton. Holton Community Hospital announces Dr. Manadar Lakala, MD, is now offering oncology and hematology services in the specialty clinic. Dr. Lakala treats patients with various types of cancers and those with blood-related disorders, clotting problems, or bleeding issues. Dr. Lakala takes specific interest in treating patients with breast and lung cancer and places great focus on improving their outcomes with the quality care you've come to expect at Holton Community Hospital and Family Medicine Clinics. For more info, call the specialty clinic at Holton Community Hospital and count on care close to home.
So many things in life are best when they are close to home. At Union State Bank, this includes our leadership team. Did you know that all of our leadership team members are from the Midwest? In fact, Jeff Cottle, Union State Bank Chief Executive Officer, is one of our original 5 staff members at our Atchison location, and he's helped inspire our community mindset for over 28 years. Now that you know a little about us, stop in and say hello at any USB branch. We'd love to get to know you, too. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
KNZA.
Welcome back. Just about set to start the third quarter of our boys' game tonight. Hiawatha with a 36-23 lead over Jeff West. Time to look at some scores of other games going on around the area. We'll start with some girls' scores. Our girls' game was a good one. 38-36, Hiawatha holds on to beat Jeff West tonight. It's a thrilling game, came down to the wire, but it is Hiawatha who moves to 3-0 on the season. ACCHS beats Valley Falls 57-23. Atchison High falls to Wamego 77-18. Nema Hall Central falls to Centralia. Centralia with a three-pointer by Owen Dieters with 2 seconds left to win it 40-39. So Centralia picks up the big victory. Holton beats Sabetha 27-24. Morehamath Academy and McClouth. Morehill 36, McClouth 28. So Morehamath Academy, they're off to a 2-1 start this year.
There you go.
It was a team that a lot of people didn't expect a whole lot from because they lost a ton, didn't have much coming back, but had to beat JCN last week and then pick up a big win again tonight over McClouth. So Morehamath Academy off to a pretty good start from the girls' side so far here on this season.
Nice little shout-out there. I mean, that's it. Your alumni. I mean, you're alumni from there. That's just like, you know, I mean, Holton, my alumni, Jackson Heights, where my wife went there, and, my, you know, Jackson Heights, where my kids go to school at. So, you know, naturally, I mean, as broadcasters, we love every single team we cover. I mean, it's equal opportunity from that. But it's nice to be able to say, hey, I'm a little proud of what my stomping grounds did.
Well, and then plus when it's a good story, too, I mean, realistically, nobody gave Morehill a shot to do anything this year. I mean,
yeah.
They've won 2 league games already off the bat. It speaks to what Luke Knoll, the head coach of the Ravens, has done this year, the son of Steve Knoll, so he got to upset his dad there the other night.
Okay.
So,
yeah, that's going to be a fun dinner table at Christmas.
How about that? On Tuesday, we had the two brothers meeting up, Brady and Derek. That was a lot of fun. That's one good thing I love about Northeast Kansas and just these small towns. You get those type of stories. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Looks like boys score, Wamego 31, Atchison 16. See if we can find some other TVL scores. I'm sure there's plenty of them. It looks like that the Twin Valley League has had pretty much all of their girls' games go final. Washington County girls are up 34-33 on Wakefield at last check. I believe that game is final now. Wetmore boys were beating Hanover at last check. Wow. At the end of the third quarter, Wetmore 31, Hanover 26. That would be a monumental upset. Hanover, the top-ranked team in 8-man. So that would be a big one.
We're a little bit behind, a little farther north. We were just talking about alumni, stuff like that. I just checked in on Holton Sabetha, and end of the third quarter, it was looked like it was 42-32. Sabetha leading Holton. That's a pretty good battle going on up there right now, too.
Sabetha.
How about them? How about them?
2 big wins, too.
And that would be a huge road win, too. The Holton team is pretty good this year.
So with that, we're underway here in the third quarter, and all the way is steal for Gilbert. He drives in and lays it up and in.
Why not, Johnny? Why not continue what you did in the first half, Carson Gilbert? Have a night for the senior guard from Hiawatha.
22 points for Gilbert in the lead. And right now, 15 for the Redhawks. Here's a 3 by Galley, rattled in. So Gage Galley off the bench. Sophomore hits a 3. And makes it 38-26, Hiawatha.
He replaced Anderson, who does not have a shoe on his foot, so my guess is he's done for the night.
Alcaldi in the right corner, drives baseline, and he traveled, yeah. Second time he's traveled here tonight. 7th turnover for Hiawatha.
Try to go with a little bit of a Euro step, stepping through the defenders there. Took an extra one.
So Jeff West of the basketball down by 12, 7-10 to go, third quarter. Tigers in their home whites going from left to right here in the second half. Hiawatha road red from right to left. Hiawatha now out of the man-to-man. They're in a 1-3-1 zone. And immediately, Joel Bryan knocks the ball out of bounds.
Been a quiet night for Joel Bryan. Been really good defensively. Just hadn't scored the basketball as much. Hadn't needed to.
No, not at all. Watkins kicked to left side. Barron, a wide-open three-pointer. Way too strong off the backboard. The long ricochet is going to be loose on the floor and picked up by Rocky of Hiawatha. Here comes Ashton. Quickly up ahead to Alcaldi. He'll cross over, get to the foul line. Hand it off to Rocky. Now left side, Gilbert. On about a three. Now he pumps, pulls up from 15 feet. In and out. Ooh. Rebound tipped around. Loose, and Brian's got it. Brian goes up and under from 10 feet and rattles it home. 6 points for Joel Bryan. And lead back up to 14 for Hiawatha with 6:25 to go in the third.
Nice little up and under move there by Bryan. Again, an offensive rebound for the Red Hawks tonight. Feel like that's been a broken record that we've been speaking on all night. Hustle play.
Watkins, top of the key jumper, put on the line, is good. It's a 2-point field goal for Devin Watkins. He's got 10. And it's 40-28. Hiawatha. Alcaldi, the other end, has it poked free. Taken away by Euler. 8 turnover for Hiawatha. Euler quickly up ahead. Galley catches it, feeds it inside to Watkins. On the right block, it's double team. Tries to get it up on top to Euler. Into the hands of Farron. Now Euler inside. Ball tipped away and stolen by Bryan. 13th turnover for Jeff West. Alcaldi the other way. Euro step right hand. Flip layup is good. 4 for Mario Alcaldi. And the lead is 14 for the Red Hawks. 42-28, 5:35 to go in the third.
Not only broken ankles, but that was just a broken heart right there. Alcaldi just Euro steps around the defender, lays it off the window, a soft bounce through. What a move by Mario.
In the rings with Watkins for Jeff West. Galley now on the right wing, guarded by Gilbert. Galley crosses over, flips it up on top to Watkins, and Alcaldi got smacked in the face. Now going inside, getting fouled is Watkins, but Alcaldi got hit right between the eyes.
And I think he got hit by his own teammate.
Yeah, I believe so, too. He's right there with Munson. I think Munson, or no, excuse me, I think that was it Gilbert or Bryan up there? Either way,
I think Alcaldi it was Gilbert.
Alcaldi got hit right between the eyes. And appears to be okay. Watkins, though, to the free throw line for a pair for the Tigers. So Watkins to the line. He is 2 for 2 from the stripe. Leaves this one short.
When's the last time you remember an air conditioner being on in the middle of December? Jim's pretty chill.
Yeah. Imagine being run out there. You around the lungs get a little heavy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Especially earlier in the season when you don't quite have all the conditioning there.
You know, it's not cold, though. Carson Gilbert.
That's true.
That dude is on fire right now.
Watkins, 1 of 2 from the line. He's got 11. Puts it back to a 13-point game. Ryan kicks it out to the left wing to Rocky. He'll dribble with the right hand between the circles. Right of the front court, Gilbert gives it off to Barnhill. He's back into the game. Alcaldi has checked out, got him hit in the face. He's out right now. Rocky, a left of the top of the key three. It's just off the mark. A rebound is taken by Galley, and here comes Jeff West. Still just a 13-point game. Jeff West has played well tonight. Ball tipped out of bounds.
Wow.
Off of Watkins. Good defense by Bryan to knock it off of Watkins. So Jeff West turns it over for the 14th time.
Man, Joel Bryan is just impressive on the defensive side of the basketball. We talked about all the accolades about offensive and everything, but, man, defense tonight has been phenomenal.
Nearly a five-second call where Ashton Rocky was trying to key it in and nobody was ready to come get the basketball. Gilbert, a left corner, 3, off the back heel. Long rebound will go to Barnhill. Hiawatha sticks with it. Another 3 by Gilbert. That's too strong. Bryan there to cut it up and in. 8 for Joel Bryan, and it's 44-29, Hiawatha.
The first thing is Carson Gilbert is human, ladies and gentlemen, but Joel Bryan says, don't worry, buddy, I got you. Scoop up. I'll clean up the dirty work and put it back home. Hiawatha up by 15.
Galley now right of the front court, holds the ball high above his head, guarded tightly by Barnhill. As a poke free, gets it back, and now into the hands of Farron. Hits it left side, Watkins, a wide-open corner three is in and out. Offensive rebound, though, for Galley. He'll spin. Kick it back out to Watkins. Drives baseline. Feeds it inside to Munson. His shot is too strong off the window. Rebound by Rieger. Up ahead quickly, Hiawatha. Gilbert drives in. Flicks it up with the right hand, and it banks in. 24 for Carson Gilbert. Lead up now to 17, and Coach Smith's seen enough. He wants a timeout. 3:41 to go in the third quarter. A full timeout by Jeff West. The timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. When you're looking for a snack in either concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's homegrown popcorn, many flavors, the perfect timeout snack. 46-29, Hiawatha leads. We'll take the break. Come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hungry for some good pizza? The December special at the Pizza Bakery in Horton is any large specialty pizza and a medium dessert pizza for just $27.99. The Pizza Bakery also has daily soups to warm you up this winter and a hot case for an easy grab-and-go bite to eat. Always great food and great variety. Wishing everyone a joyous holiday season. The Pizza Bakery has gift certificates available, so grab some when you stop by for the December special or call 486-2602. For the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton, open 7 days a week.
KNZA.
.341 to go, third quarter. The lead is 17 for Hiawatha. Another bucket by Corson Gilbert. O'Brien in there as well. And Hiawatha, they've had to work a little bit harder tonight than probably they expected. Jeff West. It surpassed their highest scoring output of the year already here in the third quarter with 29 points. Playing well. They'll have the basketball here at the timeout. Devin Watkins gets it in to Caleb Morse, who's just checked back into the game. Watkins dribbles into the right corner. In trouble, picks it up, feeds it down low to Morse. So the ball is going to be tipped free, but before that, they're going to get a foul on Alcaldi underneath.
Good to see Mario back in after getting bumped in the face. No blood, no broken nose, nothing like that. He takes up the second personal here. Talking about Jeff West hanging around. I mean, this is, again, a team we said at the top that needs to find something to get some positivity going for this program. And you're hanging around with a very quality Hiawatha team.
Nice pass in the inside, and Watkins lays it up and in. Mueller with the assist. Watkins with 13.
I think Devin Watkins is a kid we talked about how he needs to get more touches. And, I mean, the offense has got to go through him.
Now a near steal by Euler. Taps it out of bounds. Hiawatha will hold on to it. 3:12 to go in the third quarter.
Mario Alcaldi is begging Coach Gary Smith, saying, where's my guy supposed to be at over here?
Right corner. Back out Alcaldi. Alley-oop.
Wow.
To Gilbert, and he slams it home with two hands.
Wow. Find the hot hand. Carson Gilbert with 26. Surprise, surprise.
Beautiful pass from Alcaldi, and Gilbert with a two-hand flush. Mueller on the other end, he answers with a 15-foot jumper. He's got six. Now there's Gilbert again on the baseline. Fix it out to Barnhill. He'll try a three. It's short. Gilbert tips it, but it's into the hands of Mueller of Jeff West.
Hey, points count the same whether you slam it home or whether you had a fadeaway jumper like Mueller did. Some are just a little bit more fun to announce.
And now Jeff West turns it over. Mueller travels with the basketball. 15th of the night for Jeff West.
And I noticed Ty Euler kind of gets sped up when he's dribbling the basketball. He has a hard time knowing what he's going to do with the basketball whenever he gets to his destination. Two turnovers tonight by him. Again, early in the season, he's to find that rhythm.
Tell you what, Gilbert is ready to pull the trigger. Anytime he touches the ball, you can just see him. He's calling for the basketball. In trouble is Barnhill. Gets it out to Rocky, and they'll get a bump foul on Colby Ferrant, which will be his third. Third, first team foul, actually, against Jeff West. And a fourth, actually, on Farron. So he's got four fouls.
And he's staying in the game, too. Coach Joe Smith does not quickly bring him out.
Gilbert, a wide-open three.
Wow.
Got it. 29 points for Carson Gilbert. Got to be close to a career night, if not a career night, for Carson Gilbert.
No, he's back unconscious now, Johnny.
51-33, Hiawatha with under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here's a steal now for Bryant.
Look out.
Joel drives in. He's going to miss a dunk. He tried to dunk it, but he left it short. And Jeff West will pull down the rebound.
You know, when you're up 51-33, coaches will be a little bit more lenient with that.
And you can see Coach Gary Smith, all he could do is clap his hands and lean his head back. Barron drives in, kicks to Euler. 15-footer from the baseline. Rims in and out. Rebound tapped out. And it's going to be picked up in the backcourt. Now pulled across by Galley. Galley holds on to it, gets it off to the right side of the floor. To Farron. Pass inside.
Good find.
To, that is Caleb Morse, who missed an open shot underneath. And here comes Hiawatha quickly the other way. Alcaldi in the corner. Barnhill, three. Good. Grant Barnhill has seven. And the lead all of a sudden up to 21 with 1 minute to go in the third quarter.
When you constantly have snapping passes the way this Hiawatha Red Hot team does, defensive rotation's got to be crisp. And when it's not, wide open threes happen.
Joel Bryan picks up his third foul as he bumps Ferrant.
It'll be Ferentz to trigger it in now from the sideline. Munson back into the game. He will replace Galley.
Good minutes by Galley.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He looked pretty good tonight. Just a sophomore for Jeff West. Watkins now is actually going to be the trigger man. Gets it into Euler on the right wing. Munson calling for it. They get it to the big man. Now it's poked away. Great hands by Bryant. Off to Barnhill. He'll lay it off to Rocky. Nice pass, Bryant. He goes up and he gets hit from behind. Missed the layup. No foul call. And Jeff West will take it.
Johnny, I think he was going to try and slam that one down, too, but got bumped from behind.
Munson on the inside. Gets hit on the arm.
I think that's going to be on Alcaldi, and that's going to be his third.
It is. And Jake Rieger set to check in now for Hiawatha. I think it's going to be for Brian. Brian, he heard his name, and he turned and looked the other way and tried to act like he didn't hear his name being called. He did not want to come out of the game, but 40 seconds left. Coach Smith wants to give him an extended timeout. Here's Munson on the right block, backing down on Rieger. Spins, shoots, shots too strong. Rebound, out of bounds. Last touch by Rieger, I think.
Yep, and Munson hit the deck hard.
Oh, it is going to be high. Jeff West basketball. Watkins to throw it in. To Ferrett in the left corner. Ferrett drives in, floats up a shot with the right hand. It's too strong, and then it's tapped out of bounds.
Ooh.
Last touch by Morse. Coach Hiawatha will have it with 27 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Mossa kind of grabbing his right hip. That's a big man to fall from that high up straight down to the hardwood like he did. Stays in the game, and under 20 seconds to go in the quarter.
Gilbert's ready for it in the left corner. He'll think about a three, 13 seconds to go. Alcaldi, right side, Barnhill. Now Rocky, Barnhill. Alcaldi rips it left side to Gilbert, 4 seconds. Alcaldi to Gilbert, a three. He got it.
Wow.
Unconscious, 32 points for Carson Gilbert. He drills the three at the buzzer, a career night for Carson Gilbert. And with that, we've reached the end of three quarters of play. Three quarters in the book. It's the Carson Gilbert Show. Hiawatha, 57. Jeff West, 33. You're on FM 103.9, KNZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start of the fourth quarter. It's been all Carson Gilbert tonight for Hiawatha. 32 points for the 6'3 senior. 57-33 Hiawatha as we're underway here in the final frame. Alongside Jake Spaulding, Johnny Kane here with you. Joel Bryan on the baseline. 10-footer, rims in and out, tipped around into the hands of Ashton Rocky, and Hiawatha holds on to it.
Shocker, another offensive rebound for the Red Hawks tonight. Johnny, it can't be.
Gilbert way out on the right wing. What I like about Gilbert tonight, he's got 32, but he hasn't forced anything. Here's
right.
A jump three-pointer short.
Oh, wow.
Great play by Joel Bryan. Throws it off of Munson and is able to save the possession for Hiawatha.
Tough play there, but again, athletic ability from Joel Bryan. How do you beat a guy that's bigger than you? You hustle. You box off, and right there he hustles for the loose ball and throws it off of Munson to Kane possession.
There's a nice pass inside. Gilbert banks it off the window and in. Alley-oop pass. Gilbert just has everything going. He's got 34.
Man, we've got 35 points per section for players on our sheets here. We're going to have to make more room here for Mr. Gilbert.
And now Jeff West turns it over. 59-33, Hiawatha. Carson Gilbert with 34 points tonight.
At this point, he's looking up saying, okay, I'm going to outscore the opponent myself.
You know, the funny thing is, I'm starting to think about this. We've had a Hiawatha player be our athlete of the week, Joel Bryan, after he hit the game-winning three against Marysville, scoring 27. And we'd have a hard time picking somebody better than what Carson Gilbert's done tonight.
Not a lie, buddy.
And then corner, Barnhill, Jeff West in his zone. Rocky, Hill fought for three. It's too strong. It goes over the backboard and out of play.
As the kids say nowadays, Johnny, no cap. No cap. I got a 16-year-old niece who introduced me into all the new lingo that they say in high schools now, and that one I don't understand.
On the inside, ball loose on the floor, fought for, and Jeff Hiawatha comes up with it. Rocky picks up ahead. Gilbert, another three. Heat check. This one's wide left. Long rebound will go to Farron of Jeff West. 6:25 to go.
And oh, wow.
33, and now a turnover. Barnhill is in the backcourt, putting pressure on Farron. And now here's Alcaldi to check back into the game for Hiawatha, and he's going to replace Carson Gilbert, who I'm sure is going to get a very good ovation. 6:25 to go.
Maybe they don't realize how many points he has.
Probably not, and this probably won't be the last we see of Carson Gilbert.
True. How about Barnhill, though, defensively? Just, again, it doesn't matter which Redhawks you're seeing down there.
Bryan on the inside gets bumped, counts the basket, and one. Great job of gaining position on the inside. He's so crafty. 10 points for Bryan and a chance to add one as they get the foul on the inside on, I believe, that was Morse.
Quiet double-figure night for Joel Bryan. I mean, again, he's the guy that you usually are expecting to be the high-scoring, and hasn't had to be the case tonight. And he's still doing the dirty work down low.
I think that was on Morse. I'm going to give it to Morse. They're just his first. Bryan at the line to try to complete a three-point play, and he's got it. 11 for Joel Bryan, and the lead is 29 for Hiawatha with 6:10 to go.
Seems good, Johnny. Seems very good. They're well-coached.
Moser on the inside, missed it. Morse gets it back, flicks up a shot, hits in and out. Bryan with a rebound. Here he comes the other way. Stops, hands it back off to Alcaldi. He'll walk it across the timeline. Bryan up on top. Pumps, kicks it left side of Rocky. Now Barnhill. Bryan wants it in the corner. They didn't get it. Alcaldi now.
Ooh.
Aldi flings off an arm, now drives in. And they're going to get a foul on the inside on the drive by Alcaldi.
Alcaldi is such a fiery young man out there.
Yeah, he is. And here is Carson Gilbert back into the game. So Barnhill out. The five starters back in there for Hiawatha.
You can just tell he's a winner. He wants to win. He wants to play good. We got a stoppage here.
I think they didn't get the foul on the right player. I think he said red, and it should have been on white.
Get it on Moser. Moser.
So that will be his third. It'll be Alcaldi to trigger it in with 5:44 to go and a 29-point advantage. Bryan on the inside puts it off the window and in. He's got 13, and we will now have a running clock the rest of the way.
That was just too easy right there on an inbounds pass. Great feed by Alcaldi and a good cut by Bryan.
64-33, and we'll get a reach-in foul on Jake Rieger. That will be his second. And Galley, who's checked back into the game for Jeff West, will trigger it from the sideline as, again, the clock continues to roll through this stoppage. Galley still looking. Finally kicks it out to Watkins. I do like Watkins' game.
Yeah.
Morse hands it back to Watkins. He'll pull up from the free throw line. His jumper is wide left. Rebound to Rocky, and here he comes. Quickly up the floor. Alcaldi. Jeff West out of the zone into man-to-man. Rocky on the right wing, back out to Alcaldi, right of the front court. They're going to try to throw an alley-oop, but it was nicely guarded by Galley. Now Rocky back to the right side to Bryan. Inside pass, not free, loose, and it's going to be hit off of the leg of Moser. It'll stay with Hiawatha. A good heads-up play by Ashton Rocky.
Yeah, that was a good attempt that time. Joel Bryan trying to find a back cut from Alcaldi on the baseline, but kind of a lazy pass. It was knocked away. Hiawatha retains, though, off the hustle from Rocky.
Alcaldi, left of the front court. Back cut, throws the ball up for Gilbert. He tries to go up and under, but he hits the bottom of the rim, and then it's poked out of bounds. Back cut by Jeff West. And it'll be Rieger now to toss it in for Hiawatha. The clock rolls approaching 4 minutes to go.
Again, when you're up by 31, nothing you do on the court unless you get a technical foul will really upset your coach at this point.
Yep. Gilbert at the foul line. backs down, gets it off to Bryant. Joel, left side, Alcaldi, pumps on a three, and he travels. So Jeff West will have it back, and here come some reserves off the bench for Hiawatha. They'll have a new five out there. Get your program ready. So it'll be several new substitutions. We're seeing Cameron Boswell in there. Malachi Isaac. Let's see, who else we got out there? Cade Pyle, student section chanting Gary for Hiawatha. David Keough. And Michael Oldham. Oh, those are the five guys out there. Here's a three-pointer for Jeff West. That's short. Rebound goes to Hiawatha. Bringing it up the floor. Here's Boswell. Nice pass inside Keough, but it's knocked out of play by Caleb Morse. What a night, though, for Carson Gilbert. Man. 34 points tonight.
They'll be talking about this for a long time.
What I like about Gilbert, though, he never forced one shot tonight, I didn't think. I mean,
yeah.
Everything he took was in rhythm, as Boswell lays it up and in, so the freshman has a bucket.
Yeah, I mean, he let the game come to him. He didn't force anything. He worked through the offense, and he got out in transition and ran. I mean, that's what Gary Smith has done for years as a head coach in Northeast Kansas. His teams run, and they like to get out in transition.
66-31 as the layup is missed by Moser. Isaac with the rebound, kicks it up ahead to Pyle. He'll have it on the right wing. Back on top, Isaac steps into a top of the key three. It's wide right. Offensive rebound, Boswell has it swatted away by Watkins. 2:05 to go, 66-33. Moser, the other end, has lost it out of bounds.
So, we'll say it's off Hiawatha. They'll stay here with the Tigers with under 2 minutes to go, clock moving.
And now another young guy going to get some kick for Jeff West. Derek kicks the sophomore in the student section on the far side.
Jeff West
loves it.
They love it. You bet they're going to try and get number one in white a shot.
That's a good screen. Still trying to get it in. Galley still looking. Finally, just tosses it out on top. The ball is retrieved by Addison Garrett. Brian Kelly, a junior. Galley, a left corner three. Way too strong on the rebound. Goes to Pyle of Hiawatha. He retrieves it. A lot of contact. Ball loose into the hands of Boswell. Left corner. He's got it up on top. So we can start to look ahead a little bit, Jake. This Hiawatha team is going to be very tough to beat here this season. Jumper from the baseline put up and in by Hiawatha's Cooper Jacobson. 6-foot sophomore getting some tick.
Especially when you go up to the roundhouse, too. That's going to be a tough place to play this year.
And a layup missed by Moser.
You know
a minute to go, 68-33. Here's a steal. Pass inside. Moser pumps, goes up, gets fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line.
You got a girls program for Hiawatha that's 3-0. They're playing well. They've been battle-tested now. And this Hiawatha Red Hawk team you talked about, you know, they've had both ends of it. They've had a buzzer beater for a win. Now they've had two blowout wins. This is a team that is not one to be taken lightly in the Big 7 League. And a lot of good teams in the Big 7 League on the guy's side this year.
Tell you what, the Roundhouse might be my favorite gym to go to. I love that gym. Just seems to get a little bit louder when the games get bigger. So we'll have a lane violation on the second free throw by Moser. He'll have one more attempt. So he made the first, and now he'll get another attempt at the second. And this will be the final plays of this game. Free throw is in and out. Rebound goes to Hiawatha, and that is it. Final score tonight. Hiawatha 68, Jeff West 34. So Hiawatha 3-0 starts this 2021-22 campaign. Let's take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll get your stats. We'll summarize, and then we'll pick our player of the game as well. That's all when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Happy holidays from GN Bank. As family and friends gather, we would like to take this opportunity to thank our many customers for another successful year. Please call or visit our banks in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, or Wetmore, and let us know how we can help you plan your financial needs. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC, happy holidays.
This is Kristen Fastnight with Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services. I'd like to remind you about our Horton Clinic location.
If you're from the Whiting, Effingham, or Everest areas, our Horton location will make things easier for you to receive physical therapy services. If you need post-surgical PT or have mobility or balance problems or need wound care, let myself or Amanda Wilhelm or Mark Sudbeck work with you and get you back to good health. See us at STARS at 201 West 8th in Horton.
Anderson Meats in Troy want you deer hunters to know they are taking whole deer for processing. They'll process your deer just the way you want them. Anderson Meats are also booking beef and hog processing appointments as early as March, and they have other openings later in 2022. Give Anderson Meats in Troy a call and visit with them about your meat processing. Curtis and Janelle thank you for your support and look forward to serving you in the future. Anderson Meats in Troy, call them at 785-985-2292 or find them in Troy, south on Last Chance Road.
Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. This busy time of year, we need to remember to say thank you to everyone that is important to us. All of us at Citizens State Bank would like to say thank you for yet another successful year. May the holidays bring you all the happiness and joy you deserve. Merry Christmas from the officers and employees at Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back one final time here to the Hilltop in Meriden alongside Jake Spaulding. Johnny King here with you. And, well, Hiawatha gets the sweep tonight. Hiawatha girls with a 38-36 victory. And Hiawatha boys win going away 68-34. Here in this boys game, Jeff West made it close early. They hung around. They trailed just 14-11 after one and for majority of the second quarter. But an 11-0 run for about the 3.5-minute mark to about the 1:15 mark allowed Hiawatha to take a 36-23 lead into the halftime break, then a 57-33 lead going into the fourth quarter, and eventually a 68-34 victory. Carson Gilbert, the story tonight, 34 points for the senior. He ends up hitting three threes in those 34 points. He had 18 in the first half alone. He is the game-high scorer, and he ties Jeff West as they had 34 points total as a team. He has 34 himself. That basically tells the story right there.
I mean, it really does. I mean, early on, Jeff West jumps out 7-2, and we're thinking, okay, hey, this Tiger team, they've struggled. They're 0-2. They have not really been in any ball games this year, you know, losing 55-25, 56-27. This might be a chance at home where they can find something. And then Carson Gilbert said, okay, fine. I'm done playing with my food. It's time to eat. And he went after it, and he – you know, we talked about it numerous times, the fact that he didn't force anything. He let the game come to him. He found ways to score without making it seem like it was difficult. He wasn't forcing shots up. He was attacking the rim, and he was not only attacking the rim, he was elevating to the rim. A big slam for him in midway point of the third quarter, kind of an exclamation point on a night for him, a career night for the senior guard for Hiawatha. But you know, again, I just feel like this is a Hiawatha team under now 4-year coach Gary Smith. This is the style that he likes to do. This is the team that he wants. He's got a phenomenal ball handler in the foreign exchange student, Mario Alcaldi. But he's also got Ashton Rocky who can handle the ball super well too. But what those guys do more importantly is they play great defense. Then you got Joel Bryan, who's a phenomenal athlete, who you expect to put 15, 20 points up. He's like a Tyler Brockhoff was 2 years ago for this team. These guys have every key element in order to make a deep run into the postseason. We talked about it post-game of the girls' game. I asked for the fourth player for that team, who that is going to be. For Hiawatha, I think they've got their core. I think they've got the guys to make it happen. And they're going to have a good test coming up the next few games. But they've been battle tested already. I feel like this is a team that first time I've seen them this year. I hope we get to see them again some point this season. But I think this is a team we're talking about in February, potentially early March, of a team that could be on your airwaves when it comes to state tournament time.
So now you look ahead at the statistics for both of these teams. They're brought to you by the NEK Tax Services in Whiting for year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation. Visit the NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. We'll start with Jeff West. They are now 0-3 on the year. They will travel to Sabetha on Tuesday night. And so far in this tonight, 16 turnovers, 3 3-pointers, 5 of 10 shooting from the free throw line. Devin Watkins had a solid game. He had 13 points to lead the way for Jeff West, 6 points for Ty Euler. 3 for Austin Anderson, 4 for Cooper Munson, 3 for Gage Galley to round things out for Jeff West here tonight. You look at Hiawatha, 9 turnovers, 4 three-pointers, 8 of 12 from the free throw line, and the man of the hour, Carson Gilbert, 34 points tonight, 18 in the first half. He leads the way. Joel Bryan with 13, 7 for Brant Barnhill, 4 apiece for Ashton Rocky and Mario Alcaldi, 2 apiece for Jake Rieger, Cameron Boswell, and Cooper Jacobson. So Hiawatha, again, they are 3-0 here on this season.
And I'm
looking ahead for both of these teams. So just 1 second, let's look ahead real quickly. Tuesday at Nemahal Central for Hiawatha. So that should be a very, very good game and a tough test for the Hiawatha Redhawks. And meanwhile, for Jeff West, they will host Holton on Tuesday night.
I'll tell you one thing is that I think we might have to take another timeout, Johnny, because we have really to discuss and figure out who our player to bank on is tonight. This is a tough decision tonight.
I think it's pretty...
I wish you guys could see the face reaction I just got from Johnny after making that comment, because it is completely obvious that the man of the night, the man of the weekend, he's going to, again, I hope his parents and I hope his family, his friends, that they embrace that. What a night from Carson Gilbert. Phenomenal athlete. Great evening for him shooting the basketball and just all around for this Hiawatha Redhawk team. Carson Gilbert, phenomenal. Phenomenal effort tonight, but I'll let you go ahead and officially announce who our player to bank on is.
Brought to you by the Assistant State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, and it is from Hiawatha, Carson Gilbert. He our player of the game tonight. 34 points, 18 of those in the first half. So Hiawatha again, 3-0 on the year. Jeff West drops 2-0-3. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll have the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show coming up. Brian Hurt will have scores, recaps, and everything. Get you caught up on this Friday night of hoops, the first full week of the high school basketball season. It's hard to believe, just one more full week until we take the holiday break, and then after that we're into January, and before you know it, midseason tournaments will be here. It's hard
That's
to believe.
The grind, man. This is the preseason, if you will, for most schools, and then you get back from that break, and you're like, here we go. We've got to play 2 games a week. Sometimes midseason tournament comes around, you're playing 3-4 games. That's when these teams, they decide at that point in time, are we going to make that big push to the postseason? It all starts after the Christmas break, but hey, enjoy the games while you got them for now. These are good opportunities to figure out what your team's going to be like before you hit the break.
So with that, that'll wrap things up from the Hilltop here in Meriden. So for Chance and Brian Hurt taking care of us back to the studios, Jake Spaulding alongside of me, it's a Hiawatha sweep tonight. Hiawatha girls win 38-36, and the boys cap off the night with a 68-34 victory. Stay tuned with us, the Community National Bank High School School Board Show, coming up next on the MSC Sports Radio Network.